This episode of Is the Mic Still On is sponsored by SeatGeek, an event ticket marketplace and aggregator of sports, concert, and theater tickets. Just download the SeatGeek app or go right to SeatGeek.com and enter promo code DEADEND. You can use the code to get 10% off your next purchase at the checkout.
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
Is the Mic Still On podcast episode
105.
Yep, thanks for subscribing. If you guys want to support the show, you can support us on Patreon. If you want to subscribe to the show, if you want to join the Reddit and Discord communities, which are growing by the day, man. I'm really impressed with you guys filling those out. And if you guys want to check out our other shows, hit the Linktree URL link in the description, and it'll have all of that up for you guys to check out. We have a FIFO isn't here this week, but filling in for him is Huey. Huey, what up, bro?
What's up, man? What's good?
Some of you guys may remember him from a couple of episodes ago, where we were talking about Kevin Hart and comedy.
Yeah. Not Kevin Hart. We're talking about Louis C.K.
Yeah, Louis C.K. Yeah, yeah. And comedy. So he's sitting in for FIFO this week. A lot of people, man, has been hitting me up on Twitter and Facebook and text, just saying we have to talk about this Soulja Boy interview.
Drake,
man.
Am I the only one that thought he like that commercial Raid came to mind when he said it?
That who?
You remember that comment, Ray?
No, I never thought about that. But yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. Ray, yeah. I'm surprised somebody haven't done that meme yet.
They probably have.
You probably have.
Oh, you should beat them to it.
Get on it.
But yeah, it was the talk of the week, man. And I kept seeing everybody talk about it on Twitter. And you know, it's Soulja Boy, so I wasn't. You know, I was like, okay, I'll get to it. And I finally sat down and watched it last night. What's up?
So I didn't actually watch the entire interview. Mm-hmm. I caught like bits and pieces of it, but it was basically just him talking about like his influence basically on like the music industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the most part, you know, it started with him saying that, you know, he was the biggest comeback story of the year, you of know, and yeah, 2018.
And how he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 20 last year.
Yeah. Last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did. Oh, because of his little Xbox thing that he did?
No.
Yeah, he was all about to say.
He was saying a bunch of stuff.
Put some respect on Big Soulja.
Well, hey, I don't know. Is that what he goes by now?
You better, Draco. Man, you better ask somebody now.
I thought that was somebody else's name.
That's it. That's it. Yeah.
DeAndre. Oh, so he is popping in these streets. You didn't even know he was popping in these
streets. No, I thought that was like.
Oh, that's Big Draco.
No, I didn't even know.
Right.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. So, and then they were saying like it started out like, you know, and Soulja Boy's always been a character, but yeah, it just started out like he just started going in on Tiger, man. And
oh, really?
Did I say that right? Because I always call him
man,
Tigger.
You had it right, and then you were starting to fuck it up again. It's Tiger.
You
had it
right. Were you gonna say Tiger?
Yeah. I call him Tigger.
Oh my
Which
god!
I call him Tigger. They look alike. Anyway,
what? No,
Ken's trolling. Anyway, he's trolling.
But did anybody see him give the gum back to Angela Yee?
Yeah,
the what?
The gum.
The gum. She gave him a wrapper to put his gum in.
He gave it back,
and he gave it back to her.
Well, they always do. She throws it away.
She does.
Yeah, always.
Okay.
Sometimes
I
put the gum in her hand.
What?
It's a thing. I've like never, if you come in there chewing gum during an interview, like
you
be trying to do, well, and you be hearing in the mic, she'll be like, "No, spit your gum out." Because you do it every damn time.
I'm not doing
not
it today.
Today.
Yeah,
first
not
time.
Today.
Not today.
Not today.
Yeah. Gotta be first,
okay.
Bro.
Yeah, I didn't know you that. Know? So yeah, that's why I thought that was funny. I was like, "Dang, he really just gave it." Yeah, but he started going in on Tiger and.
So what prompted this? Like, did he just, was it out? Because I figured
that's what I want
to
know.
Why was he even up there?
My question is the same with Sophie. Like,
I thought he crashed the station. That's what I heard.
He's been making this run.
I thought it was.
I understand him making a run. Oh, go ahead. Q.
The controversy of like him and that game station. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that.
He did Everyday Struggle too.
I know he did, but I thought I thought some headline I read, he said he crashed because some people
it was something in California. Well, yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about in California.
She said okay. Some people do come up there. They just be in the studio and they try to bring them in. Same thing that happened here with Cat Williams when she's like, "No, come in. You up here or whatever." That happens at the station.
But he was with somebody else. He wasn't trying to crash.
I understand. I'm just telling you what I read, and it's a thing that happens. She just said okay, so I was just like, "Well, it's a thing that happens."
It didn't happen. I think he was invited up there to talk about his game thing because he's. Aren't they like trying to sue him or something?
Yeah. It's console that he's I guess
Nintendo's going at, and he was talking stuff on social media talking about Nintendo ain't gonna do nothing and all that stuff and then here we are.
Yeah, and then he got sued. Then he switched it up and did something else and it just really kind of became a thing. So I didn't know why he was up there first and foremost. And then I actually sat and watched it. And I ain't going to lie. I watched the whole damn thing.
I watched both of them.
I did too. And boy.
How long is the Everyday Struggle one?
Like an hour?
About 50 minutes.
Damn, how y'all had that much time?
I couldn't watch it. I worked from home.
And I mean, I saw all the best highlights on Twitter. So I was like, well, I don't need to.
But you have to watch it.
He is a character.
You have to watch
it. I want to watch 50 minutes of Soulja Boy.
The whole Drake thing that you said, like, it was way more funnier watching how they even got to that.
Exactly.
Really?
Exactly.
Than just the meme. I was,
yeah. I know you're talking about he bit his flow and all that stuff.
No. Really, yeah. I didn't see the whole thing, but I did see a lot of it. And I was like, man, it's so much deeper than just this Drake thing.
Mm-hmm. Man,
it's so
it
much
really
funnier
is.
Than just the
so
Drake thing.
How did they even get to that point? Because I saw that clip, but what were they talking about in reference to? Like, were they comparing him to Drake?
No, he says that he had the biggest comeback, and then he's saying that he's popping.
Okay.
Because right now he's a trending topic. I think he doesn't understand what, like, popping musically versus I'm just trending on Twitter because people are kind of laughing at me.
Oh.
So he was trying to push the narrative that I'm popping, and they were like, no.
And he thought that was a comeback?
Yes.
Yeah.
So when they said that Tyga had the biggest song of the year or whatever, then somehow Drake came up because
Meek Mill. They were like, Meek Mill had the biggest comeback.
Yeah, because he had a beef with Drake. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Soulja was like, well, I had a beef with Chris Brown. Like, wasn't that like 10 years ago?
What?
Like, nobody gives a fuck about that.
Yeah,
anymore.
That was a long time ago.
But that's how Drake came up. He was like, well, he had a beef with Drake. And Drake!
And he got up and walked, man.
That shit was that black man walk, too.
Funny, fucking funny.
He is so Mississippi and so Atlanta. Like, he just kept interrupting everybody and over-talking everybody and being really, really loud. And Charlamagne would check him like, yo, man, keep your voice down. And he was just so comical because then he would get real quiet. Okay, so – and it was just like this dude, he was all over the place. And you just had to watch the whole thing to fully understand how entertaining that was. I thought it wasn't going to be as funny as people make it out to be.
I did too. I was like, man, this shit is hilarious. Yeah. Both of them. The Everyday Struggle one is just as funny.
That might
not
be better.
Because
he was going to academics the whole time.
Standing
he said, called him fat as fuck.
Oh my
God. You fat as fuck.
He called him stupid because they had been talking shit about him.
Oh, stupid ass nigga.
So,
fuck nigga.
Because he went on Breakfast Club first, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I think when that popped off, they were trying to kind of replicate, you know, what happened on there.
Yeah.
So they were trying to go at him and they were being real disrespectful to him and basically trying to clown him and talk it down. Yeah, except Wayno. Like yeah. Him. Yeah, Wayno was cool. Very, like, Wayno was like, especially the last time he called him stupid, he was like, y'all stupid, you know. And then Wayno was like, okay, man. Hold on, enough's enough.
He did that.
Yeah.
And Soulja Boy apologized.
He apologized to Wayno.
He apologized
to Wayno, not to academics,
yes.
I don't think.
Right.
Yeah, and then the Deska dumbass.
Oh, I'll leave her alone. Her little
what'd she do?
You didn't think that question was crazy.
What question she asked him?
Why do you have so many businesses?
Yeah.
That wasn't a crazy question. That was a
question?
Valid as
what
fuck
was question.
That was valid.
Because he has so many businesses and none of them are really popping like super hard.
Not according to him.
It doesn't matter what's according to him. I can say my dick is 35 feet long. Doesn't mean it's true.
The question
Soulja Boy is clearly not popping that hard off his businesses.
It's not about if the businesses are popping. It's like you have an established business that haven't crumbled. I mean,
are they successful or not?
They're not successful. That's the point. She said, why do you have so many? It's like, why would you start 35 businesses and none of them are really doing anything?
But they are, though.
Yeah, he's making money. It's multiple lines of multiple revenue streams. Yeah.
I heard his mom is his manager, and she like got him into real estate or something. I don't know how true that is, but if that is the case, then that doesn't seem like something that has to be like super popping to be successful. Like
that,
you could just
I don't
be
think
doing
that's
that
what they're asking about. I still don't see why that question was crazy. It's not like she said.
What did she ask?
All she said was, "Why do you have so many businesses?" That's all she asked him, and he got pissed off.
Because that was a crazy
question. Why is that a crazy question?
Oh.
Well, most millionaires have multiple businesses. The like average millionaire have around
eight.
Seven.
Okay.
Seven, eight? Okay, yeah. Eight.
So even if Kevin Hart came up there and she said, all right, well, explain why you have so many businesses. It's not like she's saying all your businesses suck. Explain why you have 35 shitty businesses.
Well, even that would still be a crazy question.
Why? Then you can explain, well, I have my hand in this. I have my hand in this. I have my hand in this. So if somebody was interviewing you and they said, well, why do you have Dead End Video? You also have the podcast. You have this. Why do you have your hand in so many things? You'd be like, that's a stupid question.
I think it was more so about the context.
I don't think I would
that's
say
all
it's
she
a stupid
him.
Question, but I wouldn't understand the question. I'm like, well, what do you mean? Why are you asking me that? That makes no sense.
What?
Why does that not make any sense?
It's
why
the
would...
context.
Yeah, I'm with Mike. I'm sorry.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Y'all don't think that's a crazy, that's a
why
valid
would
question?
Why would that be a crazy question? It's a simple fucking question.
It's a super simple question.
Okay. It's not a crazy question. It's the context of the question.
Well, the context.
Why do you have so many businesses?
That's not what she said.
I thought that's how she
said it. She did kind of frame it that way. Like,
I thought she said it that way too.
Look, she asked the question.
You didn't say like, tell me about your businesses. You have like 7, 8.
That's because she had to repeat herself because he kept talking over her. She asked the question a few different times.
I'm not gonna. Okay.
And by the third time, she's like, "Can you answer my question? Why do you have so many businesses?" It wasn't like she started off that way.
But he snapped on the first one, right?
That's the point. If somebody asks you a simple question, you're like talking over them and not answering her. By the third time, of course, you have an attitude.
I think it had a negative connotation.
It did.
If it did, then I might be on your side because I would just be like, well, then damn, bitch, why you so broke? Like, that would be.
Well, he kind of, he didn't say it that way, but he was like, why don't you? Yeah, he was like. Oh. Yeah, he said, why don't you have that many businesses?
Well, I just want to make it clear. I just want to make it clear that it's not a stupid question if you ask it the right way.
I don't know.
You just said...
y'all are tripping.
All right, whatever.
Did we start off by them saying it was a crazy question? Then it changed. It's not a crazy question. It's the context.
That's right.
But you doing it? But you
that's right.
But because you always be defending him, and then you have to go backtrack.
What the hell?
One of these days, you're gonna learn to just let Ken say something. Let's talk it out, and then you interject your opinion.
Part two.
One of these days, you're gonna learn.
Part two.
Rod
part
never
two.
Wants part two. Rod always wants part negative point five.
I'm just saying this is part two. From
why
last
y'all just
time?
Won't accept me for me,
man? Rod.
We do. Anyways, I thought it was a fine question. I would love to know why Soulja Boy has so many businesses.
Well, I'm agreeing with you and you still want to disagree.
Regardless
with me.
Of the business aspect, his music is in heavy rotation again, which is really funny. I
good
think
for
he
him.
Yeah, he was on some show and performing Crank That and all his other hits. He has a lot of hits.
Mm-hmm.
No,
and
yeah.
Even at the party that I was hosting yesterday, they had like the DJ was going crazy with Soulja Boy hits and everybody was like acting like it just came out.
That wouldn't have happened a year ago though.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But
and would it have happened before this interview?
That's my point.
Right. So
that's what I'm saying.
Right. Okay.
Like, a year ago that wouldn't happen.
One of my like, questions is that did he ever look like he was like on drugs?
Yes.
Okay, because I was gonna ask that. Yeah. He looks like he's on lean.
He said
no,
that.
He said he's on lean. Makes you tired. I thought it makes you tired.
Yeah.
Well, his face looked tired.
Codeine. Like,
nah, bro.
His
I
face
think...
looked tired.
He do.
Yeah, he said he's never did cocaine.
He can say what he wants. Actually, you know what? I don't want to say that.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Well I asked that because, like, okay, because this is kind of on brand. Like, because his name is, like, Soulja Boy Tell Him. And it's like, has he always been, like, this type of dude that just.
Tell Him?
Just yeah, his name is Soulja Boy Tell Him.
You didn't know that?
What the heck? No, yeah. I know that, but what's the correlation here?
I mean, that could be part of his name because he always talking shit or whatever. That's kind of like what I was thinking.
Yeah, he's always. Yeah. Like, he hasn't.
I don't know, Soulja Boy. I mean, it kind of came from somewhere.
I didn't think about it that deep.
I didn't either.
I know, but that's just me. Again,
only Rod
that's
does that.
Me. Yeah.
What
that's
was about to
me.
Say
I'm an analytical person.
Okay.
Well, it became kind of part of the joke in the interview because they were like, Soulja Boy, and then somebody was telling him. And then even while watching, I'm like, man, he's just telling them.
Right.
That is so lame.
You didn't say that.
You can say it's lame.
I mean, I didn't say it that way.
That's not my damn name. I'm just telling you that that's where it could have originated from. So, whatever.
But either way, like, even I didn't really realize he had as many hits. But I don't think he was on anything. I think this is just who he is.
Could be.
Well,
I don't know him,
why has he been so quiet for like almost a decade?
He hasn't.
Oh, he hasn't?
No.
Nobody just care? Just no, nobody cared?
But his songs do well. I just don't think they reach mainstream anymore.
Nah, and that's what he was trying to say to Everyday Struggle, or yeah, I think it was Everyday Struggle.
So, yeah. I have a question.
And Soulja Boy is always relevant in some way. When he was with 50 that time, he's always makes himself relevant to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm. He's never completely fallen off.
Yeah.
It doesn't stay.
Yeah.
Like, so, do y'all agree that, like, he is owed a percentage of like the streaming and all that shit because he I don't know. I feel like he was serious to a certain degree.
That was
everybody
part of the
give
shit
him 5%. He was joking.
Yeah, he was just talking shit. Yeah. That's just that is him just being all extra and loud.
Right. But like, you still an academic nigga. I've been it trolling, nigga. You got that from me.
Yeah.
He's kind of right.
He's right.
He's kind of right.
Well, that's what I wanted, like.
Hmm.
He started a lot of shit that
he
people
did.
Don't give him credit
right.
for.
They don't give him credit for.
Cause
let's list it. Yeah. Like what?
Trolling, being on the internet.
Yep.
Promoting through YouTube.
Yes.
Like,
and social media.
And those are three of the biggest things that's going on right now. Know, and yeah. people don't give him credit for that
a
stuff.
A lot of artists have popped off because of that internet, YouTube, like,
yeah,
stuff.
Platform.
He was the first one like,
to do it.
Yeah.
That ringtone shit.
And it's great. Oh,
know,
my
man.
God.
You don't know.
He started ringtones. I mean, yeah, for sure.
Started, yeah. Come on, kid. I mean, regardless if you like his music,
no,
or
it has nothing to do with that. I think we all were in the club doing that shit.
We were not, but go ahead.
I didn't hear you. Say that again.
So we were all in the club cranking that.
No. I did a couple times.
Come on, man. Yeah.
I did a couple times.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Next topic.
I confess. Yeah.
Oh, Mike,
it was everywhere, bro.
You did it, man?
He did.
Yeah, so you still stand
for that shit?
He probably did it on
B's party bus.
Everybody's done
that
it.
That might be true.
Yeah, he probably did.
I remember, though, like, when I was in school and Soulja Boy was, like, hot. Like, he was a big thing for a while. Like, that was all everybody was talking about was, like, Kiss Me Through the Phone, Crank That, Superman. That was, like, a whole...
Because it was, like, the dance crazy.
Yeah, it was, like, a whole wave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was. Yeah, it was.
And that was when T-Pain was big, like, bigger than he is
right
now.
Did he kill hip-hop?
Soulja Boy, did he kill hip-hop?
Did he kill?
It's hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
It's hip-hop.
So you did watch it.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't watch the
You didn't watch the but you watched the Everyday Struggle one. That shit was an hour too. You were clowning us for sitting there for an hour.
I watched bits and pieces of that one.
You
I didn't watch
lie. You watched
thing.
The whole shit trying to be cool. Anyway, go ahead.
I didn't watch
did
the
Breakfast
Club.
Hip-hop?
No.
No.
I was wondering because he kept saying, I'm like, I don't think you were responsible for killing him. I know you got into it with people,
so
but
was it hip hop ever dead is the question.
A lot of people blamed him
went,
for killing
through,
hip-hop.
Yeah, it was on life support for real. Yeah.
You don't remember that?
So that
when all those rappers were blaming him for the decline.
No, I remember, but I'm just saying, did it truly ever die is what I'm saying. Like, did he kill hip hop?
Because
it's still
not.
Here. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, is that even a relevant question?
He killed what they called quote unquote real hip hop.
Right. I think it was a relevant question because at the time of what was going on with hip hop, and then of course, I guess looking at the children of Soulja Boy that he was claiming with the SoundCloud rappers, you could see that. But at the time, it was like everybody was looking at the reduction of lyricism in hip hop. You know, at that time.
Not only that, you got to think he was kind of responsible for creating like the singles rapper.
The
rapper
tone.
Who didn't give a fuck about really creating a good album.
Right.
Just wanted to create a single. He was kind of responsible for that because of that ringtone shit.
Yep. Mm.
So I think that was why people were saying he killed hip hop.
He marked like starting a new era of that type of artist.
Yeah.
So they're going to like label him like you killed hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
It really kind of just started with him and then, you know.
Other people follow.
Yeah.
But people think that was the decline of rap. So I guess I can see why they would blame him for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't agree. But
yeah.
I disagree. I don't care.
So I didn't think you agree because I know you stressed before that you don't mind like when, you know, newer things happen in hip hop. Didn't you say that when we did the 20 years thing?
I don't know. But I say a lot of shit and I forget.
Okay. From what I remember, you were saying that you don't mind it evolving into other things.
Yeah, but I also don't like fucking hit and run hip hop either. I don't like when these artists show up, drop a couple songs real quick, make a bunch of money, and then they're just gone. I don't really think that's cool.
So you don't think that keeps it relevant in the main eye?
Mm-mm, because eventually that stuff is going to cause hip hop to completely die out because that's not going to sustain itself.
That's
right,
true.
Right, right.
Personally, I don't give a fuck what kids listen to because I'm old. I don't. It's not my thing to be criticizing what little kids like.
Right.
But
so, and that's what I'm saying, right? So you take some
people like us, you know, we're older. We like the traditional hip hop, so to speak. And let's say if, you know, the younger artists, you know.
You got one on the show.
Yeah. Let's say if the younger artists started you know, creating, you know, the traditional hip hop. I mean, they're not doing the dance music. They're doing more serious topics. And, you know, they're not creating, you know, fun music, so to speak. Wouldn't that essentially make it die off?
Yeah. Wait, I'm sorry.
What's the question?
I missed it.
So the question is,
I'm
like,
sorry, the question was like 3 minutes
creating
long.
Traditional hip hop?
Should be throwing some
shit. If artists went back to creating traditional hip hop, would that make hip hop die off?
Yeah.
Why would it make hip hop die off?
That's what I'm saying, because if every artist went to...
They love like the ringtone rap type stuff, and you're saying if that came back into the mainstream, people would stop listening?
No. All right, I didn't explain that right. All right, traditional hip hop is like boom, bap, lyricism, you know, thought-provoking. Mm-hmm. So what if the new artists that came out take that away and apply that to their music and now they're not doing snap or dance or fun music and they're doing more socially conscious music and that's all we have in hip hop now because everybody's being serious about their raps. Would that now not appeal to the younger generation?
I think it wouldn't appeal as much, but I don't really think that's going to happen. I feel like it'll always kind of be
an even mix.
Yeah, like,
no, I know it will. I'm just saying, but if that was to happen, that would have...
There's a large percentage of people that like just don't care. Like that, like I don't want to listen to that all the time, or I don't want to listen to that at all.
Right. So when you say you were in school and everybody was about Crank That, Kissing Through the Phone, what else were they listening to? Was it just him and other guys like him?
It was a lot of like... it was like Lil Wayne, you know. It was kind of like just the people who were big at the time, like Lil Wayne, Drake.
Drake?
Yeah.
Whenever I need a laugh. Bruh.
Kid Cudi.
I remember that.
So the internet era, seems like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was some Childish Gambino. It was people starting to bubble up from like the internet era, like, you know, Childish Gambino. We were probably listening to some of that.
Mickey Fax before he disappeared.
Oh, yeah.
Before he fell into a black hole.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I thought
he
was
He
went out with the Thanos snap.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to make it, man.
I thought he was, too.
I thought he was next, and he was gone. But you're going to absolute extremes, though. I don't think anybody's saying all or nothing. I think that if there was more of a balanced mix. Because, I think those motherfuckers, no disrespect, but I'm going to disrespect y'all a little bit. They like what they're fed. If they're fed... conscious rap and they think that that's what's cool, they're gonna like
it'll be a new generation that'll come up listening to that.
That's what I was asking. That's
what I think personally.
I think it's constantly always evolving.
Last thing, and then we can be quick on this because we got to move on, but did you think the Everyday Struggle interview was disrespectful, those that watched it? And I think he got
disrespectful towards Soulja Boy.
They were clowning him, trying to basically make fun of him while he was there.
Yeah, most of them were egging him on. Even the Breakfast Club was just kind of egging him up. Come on, Big Soulja, tell him.
Yeah, but that's just
that's always Charlamagne.
I know, but it's still egging him on.
I don't think they were disrespectful.
Right? Not disrespect, but it was just kind of egging him on.
They were disrespectful. They were trying to clown him in person. Yes, from the jump.
So he didn't come.
He didn't come on all crazy.
Of course,
he's going to be animated, but they kept pushing him and pushing him.
It seemed like Ack was different.
So that's what I'm saying. We got to wrap this up. Was it that he was disrespectful for this? So they were disrespectful?
Nah, I think Academics was being extremely disrespectful. I was actually shocked that he was talking in somebody's face the way he talks greasy when they're not there. Mm-hmm. I think this is the first time I've ever seen him act like that. He didn't think Soulja Boy would do anything.
Until Soulja Boy got up and start talking crazy like he was about to do
something. Didn't back down, though.
150 shooters, nigga.
They got security, too.
Exactly. Yeah. There's probably 5 or 6 big dudes standing right there just in case Soulja jumps on him.
Because Soulja Boy, he got fed up, man. He was like, man, we can get down right now. Something like that. He said, he was ready to fight. He was ready to fight at that point because he stood up, he was standing up, he was talking over them, and just started talking crazy.
I didn't think that the way Academics was talking to him was cool. I understand being provocative and trying to get stuff out of him. I just didn't think that talking to another man the way he was talking, even if the guy's acting crazy.
Right.
I just think that there's a way that you can kind of spin that to make it to where you can maybe calm him down a little bit. Because that's what the Breakfast Club did. They were making jokes.
They were like feeding into it, making him comfortable.
Exactly. You know? Making him comfortable. Yeah. Exactly. I don't think Academics was doing that. He was trying to get Soulja Boy pissed off. Wayno, who, again, he's the only one on the show that I really, really like. he's the only one that's ever just like
keeps
even
it chill. Like yeah. he just keeps it chill.
Because I'm sure if yeah. it was a one-on-one, Wayno would probably fuck Soulja Boy up. No yeah. disrespect to either one of them. I just, you know, but I think that Soulja Boy is calling him stupid and saying, y'all motherfuckers don't pay attention, but calling people fuck niggas, all this other shit. Wayno the entire time is just like, well, nah, man, that's
he's
not what
I'm
saying.
He's the only one like not taking it personally, exactly. which is what you have to do when you're like trying to be a journalist.
There you go.
Just keep it chill.
Yep.
Just be like, all right, bro.
Yep. Either way, I respect Soulja Boy a lot. Musically, yeah. I don't care for his music, right. but legacy-wise, I think it's crazy.
Yeah. So he is a legend.
I would say so, absolutely. Yeah. I think that what he did for hip-hop culture is, even if I don't appreciate
it,
he did a lot
it's
of shit.
Important.
It's very important.
Yeah.
So yeah. and I don't give a fuck what nobody says. He still has goons in Atlanta.
Man. I have some unreleased footage of Mike and I discussing Soulja Boy.
Really?
I do.
That's what we were on the bridge.
We was on the bridge.
I was probably making fun of him.
Oh man,
back
I'm putting
then,
that on.
I was probably
I'm putting
being
that
an
on the.
You might not want to
go to the. Is the mic still on channel? YouTube channel. I'm putting that on the channel.
Wow. That's
but
be
let's
funny.
Be clear.
What
first
else
were
we talking about?
I was
on
probably
that bridge.
Being a dick because back then I was drinking a lot, and every shoot I would show up hungover and or drunk. So whatever I said on the video, I guarantee I do not agree with it today. Yes, right. That's right. So try to play me, Rock.
No, I'm not. I just thought about it. I think it'd be great content. Oh, man.
Now that we're talking about this.
Yeah.
When I show up dead, don't say blame Rock.
Maybe Soulja Boy will respond. That'd be funny.
He probably would.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Mike?
The nigga from Dead in Hip Hop? The nigga that they call gay? The nigga that they do that?
Oh, my God.
That's what he was saying.
Yep.
The nigga with the tight jeans like a girl, but the girl with the tight jeans?
Oh, wait. Lastly, too.
Please send that to Soulja Boy. Everybody at Soulja Boy, send him that video.
Oh, my God.
Well, I know that y'all don't give a shit, but he definitely called out Ariana Grande for jacking his swag on her song. Yeah.
So did Princess Nokia, so who knows?
Yeah.
Now, Princess Nokia shit sounds on. So I don't know about
Princess Nokia.
Yes.
You better ask somebody.
No, I do. I don't have to ask.
My little titties, my fat belly.
I'm just surprised
titties,
she decided.
Belly.
Okay.
You better ask somebody about Princess Nokia. She ain't playing with this motherfucking bullshit. That she ain't
playing. You know Princess Nokia be?
What? You don't know about Princess Nokia?
No.
Seriously. You better ask somebody, bro.
Does she have better music production by now?
What you mean?
Because it kind of sucks.
You crazy. Princess Nokia is fucking tight. She's
yes.
fun as fuck.
It just sounds like she's recording through a fucking paper bag. That's whatever.
You about to be speaking through a paper bag talking
whatever.
About Princess Nokia.
Whatever.
God damn it.
You'll be
Sophie.
All right.
All right. Anyway.
Netflix. What's your price? What's your? Because they raised their prices. So.
Oh, they did do it.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's official. So,
okay, wait. So yeah. I just Googled and, you know, I guess this is sales things. Is this Netflix sales? Situation because this shit
yeah
is
they're stuck
they
yeah.
are struggling
huh?
So that's weird
what are you
they're
talking
struggling.
About what is that
oh don't worry about that now's a good time to buy actually.
It's a market summer
oh that's their shares
yeah
that's not their profit
yeah
okay good
but no wait until you probably well I mean you probably want to buy now because mm-hmm. once they put out their earnings report for the next quarter and their
stock is gonna go up
yep
just yeah. because of like $2.
Absolutely.
And because everything they drop these days seems to blow up.
Yeah, that's true.
And they got like 50 something million subscribers, right? And everybody just went up at least a dollar. So the $7.99 went to $8.99, the $10.99 went to $12, and the $13.99 went to $15.99.
So do we get an email about that?
Yeah.
You're
supposed to.
Will.
I've never gotten one.
Oh, yeah. The shade.
But I mean, mine's been $8 for years, so I don't give a fuck.
Still?
Yeah, I know you don't know because you don't pay. But
no,
yeah, I don't think mine ever went up. Everyone was complaining. I did not notice mine ever go up.
Are you cooling it?
I'm not saying anything, but
until now.
I mean, until now.
I don't care. I pay $11. I don't give a fuck. Like I watch mainly Netflix.
I heard it was going Netflix up to 13.
For certain plans. I got the low plan. Oh. I got the one that includes like one DVD.
What?
Oh, so you still have the DVD and...
Nigga,
I've had that same DVD for 3 years, dude.
The same? What are you talking about?
I need to send it back.
So I have had the...
A DVD is kind of like a CD. You put it in and it plays movies.
Why
I know you youngsters don't really know
Netflix
about that.
That. I don't get that.
Because that's
they
what it used to be.
Yeah.
It used to be a DVD plan.
It used to be a DVD plan.
And then changed to streaming once streaming became popular.
Correct.
So they still have it to where you can still get a DVD because a lot of movies don't have streaming. Like the stuff that I like... A lot of times, they don't have the budget to put them on streaming, so you have to get a DVD. Like really independent horror movies and
shit?
And
you like have like a DVD player and stuff?
Oh my God. Can we move on?
No, I'm not shaming you. I'm just saying.
I know you're not. It's just this weird young thing where y'all don't understand.
No, it's not that I don't understand. I don't get why you would still want to. Well, I mean, I guess.
Well, because a lot of things that I like don't have, like Netflix doesn't have it on streaming. Wow. Like if it's a really obscure movie.
So how would you know if you like it? You watched it before?
I want to see it. And I mean, I might see a trailer or read a review and be like, I want to see that. Oh, Netflix doesn't have it on streaming. Oh, but they have the DVD.
And how would you? So is there like a special part on Netflix on the website where you can go?
Yeah, there's a DVD section.
Oh my God. It's a DVD, yep. This is so like new information to me.
It's new to me too. I didn't know that.
Really? You know they still had it?
No, I never knew they had it.
That's how it started.
No, I knew that's how it started.
Really? But y'all know me.
I'm looking at me like crazy.
He was still at Blockbuster when Netflix was.
No.
VHS tapes.
I know Ken knows this about me. I thought you at least knew they had a DVD division.
No, I have a whole rack of DVDs. I watch DVDs still.
Yeah, I still have my Blu-rays too.
So I got Blu-ray.
So it's not that I didn't know about. I just didn't know Netflix started.
Huh? No, go ahead.
What you just said?
No, I just said I never got Blu-rays.
Me neither. See that again? Can't notice. You know this about me. I don't. It takes me a minute to catch up to that.
I know.
But
I thought you at least knew they had DVD.
I didn't know that's how they started. Okay. I wasn't even up on it. I didn't understand it at first because I was like streaming.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah. I wasn't up on it. Like I said, I'm late to stuff like that.
Yeah, so, I jumped on Netflix immediately. Because I used to go rent movies all the time, and it was expensive.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I did Redbox.
Yeah, and I used to do Redbox,
but Netflix was the first Redbox.
Netflix was the first Redbox.
Yeah.
Because what's cool about Netflix, you didn't have to worry about late fees. You get the DVDs. Yeah. Yep. Keep them as long as you want. You don't have to worry about stamps or nothing. You just right back in the mail.
I never did.
And they send you another batch of DVDs once you send the other ones back.
Yeah, streaming is fairly new to me. I didn't stream because I was still like going to the DVD box in Walmart. I was still like I had, you know, my cable plan. I was watching cable TV. Right. I didn't start streaming until... I think AT&T offered streaming. Did they, or DirecTV, or somebody?
Pretty much killed Blockbuster. Once Netflix got in that streaming heavy.
See, I never saw the need for it.
Poor Blockbuster.
Yeah. Wasn't Blockbuster supposed to buy?
They were supposed to buy Netflix, but they didn't.
What a shame!
Netflix.
Netflix is crazy. Netflix phased them out. That's crazy.
Yeah, one of the biggest fails in business history.
That's so sad. And it was so funny because like Blockbuster was like always like that like corner situation where it was like always down the street and you just
so you grew so up on Blockbuster?
Yeah.
I grew up on Blockbuster too.
That's what's up. It was so tight.
Yeah.
I thought I didn't know maybe it had died off by the time y'all grew up on it.
There was like hella candy at the front.
That was dope.
And then they had those like barrels of like popcorn. Yeah.
It was an experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Good times.
Isn't there still like one more?
Yeah, there's one more in it's like it's like Arkansas or somewhere.
Is it like a Blockbuster?
Yeah, there's one more Blockbuster. It's the last one.
Yeah. So it'll probably surprised. Never
go. They're just keeping it up for nostalgia.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
It's dope though that it's there.
Where is it?
I want to say like Arkansas or somewhere.
It would be in Arkansas. Yeah.
So you know the funny thing about that stock price that's $339 at the time of this recording is that I remember when they had a fail like years ago, probably almost 10 years ago, and they made a change to their DVD division and their streaming or something like that, and their stock plummeted to like $7. Ooh. Netflix.
Oh, okay.
And I remember at the time I was like, oh, I need to buy some of that.
And you didn't.
And I, of course, nope, because I'm mess. Nope. And I, I'll, that, so that's my biggest, one of my biggest fails in inch history. I'll never, then every time I look at that price, I'm like, man, if I just, I got,
just get sad.
Yeah, 10 or 50 shares at the time, you know, I would be so stressed.
The last Blockbuster store is in Bend, Oregon.
Oregon. Yep.
So how far do you guys think they'll go? You guys think they'll ever get to like $50 or something like that?
No. Honestly, I feel like they have to just raise the price at this point because I really don't see this technology working. Because
what technology?
The technology where you're tracing people of logging into accounts and all that shit. Because under that tweet where I saw that they were like, you know,
the nigger tracking.
Shut up. Where they were doing that, basically, people were like, so I got multiple houses in multiple states, bitch. Now what? Like. Mm. What, like, do I have to call Netflix and tell them, like, hey, let me register this address with this, and I'm going to be here at this time? Like, that's just too much.
For you. Not you personally. I'm saying whoever's talking about, I got five houses. Yeah. And five, then you can afford to pay an extra $11. Even if you're telling the truth, you can afford it.
Right.
So if you're lying, just pay the fucking money, you cheap son of a bitch.
Right.
The fuck out of here,
I
man.
I think just going back, because you was going back to the last episode, right? With that comment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So going back to that last episode, we was talking about them tracking it and stuff like that. I thought about it afterwards. Like, what about, because, you know, my daughters have it on their phones mm-hmm. and stuff. So how do they know, like, when if my daughter's in Florida or somewhere visiting family, that she's not a part of that particular family plan?
Maybe they'll make you register the phone.
Oh, hell.
They'll probably drop a token on your device.
Yep.
Got me fucked up.
And it'll be able
whatever
to.
Whatever devices you got.
Got me fucked up. I got to pay. Got me fucked up. I got to pay.
They do.
This some bullshit. Why I got to pay?
So laptops and all that.
Yep. It'll probably because
I'm thinking about that. Like, if I have my laptop here, like, it's my account. You gonna tell me I can't log into my account?
Like, hell,
hell yeah!
Right. Will you be quiet?
What'd you say?
Yo, 40 acres in the moon, you like, last trying to get some Netflix. Come on, they owe me.
People who are stingy be the richest ones. So.
Nah,
you're not stingy. You're cheap.
Yeah, it's $9.
Hey, I'm cheap too. I don't pay either. But
what?
You know. Yeah.
Then y'all need to pay. Hell,
so. Wait.
Like, that's why Netflix is cracking down on y'all.
Right. Y'all yeah, the so ones fucking up for everybody. Too. Look, they're why we got to pay the extra dollars.
We're going to watch TV too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
See?
Like, motherfucker.
I'm going to start throwing in like a couple extra dollars here and there to the person whose actual account it is.
You should.
Yeah. That
you
know.
You should.
That would be nice.
That would be lying.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be so nice.
It would be.
It would be.
Would be.
If it happened, it would be.
Hypothetically speaking.
It would be nice.
But I did see where they were that Netflix is just going to raise their prices because they have to pay for all this content. They just have to pay, what, $100 million to keep Friends? Yeah, so.
To keep what?
Friends.
Oh, yeah. My God, yeah.
They have Friends on there and they,
get me
the contract
wrong.
Ended.
Okay, wait.
Mm-mm.
Hold on. I don't know. I don't really understand the hate that show gets necessarily, but it's really not worth $100 million.
It is to white people.
Yes.
Well, white people. There you go.
Friends.
Yes. And that makes it worth it. There you go. Yep.
And it depends on how many people were talking about canceling their account because
of
Friends.
Really?
Yes. I'm pretty sure it was enough. So then we're having to pay for that. But here's what I think Netflix, when I think about it, because they're going to keep raising the prices, right?
Hmm.
And so I'm thinking at some point,
it's going to have to be a cat.
Right. It's going to lose its value based on what we're getting. And I know they're in the original content and they had some shows pop off and they continue to invest, so they need to make the money up somewhere. But I think Netflix should look into doing live TV. And if YouTube TV can do it, if Hulu can do it, if DirecTV Now can do it, it just seems like at some point a logical move for them to make when the price reached a certain point.
It's incorporate live TV.
Yeah, add some form of live TV in there. The technology exists. I don't know how much it would cost them to build up the infrastructure to build it out.
Yeah, because you can see that from any state. So that makes it a little bit difficult, right? Because, like, I don't know. It just seems like it would require more.
It doesn't seem like there's a point either. If there's already plenty of other services doing it. The whole appeal of Netflix is it's cheaper than cable.
Yeah,
it's not going to be able to be cheaper than cable if it is cable.
But and that's what I'm saying. At some point, it's going to get to a point where it's not cheaper than cable.
Cable will be popular again.
Well, yeah. One or the other happened. People will go back to cable because that's what I said. I said at some point, I'm paying for Netflix. I'm paying for DirecTV now.
Yep.
I'm paying for all this stuff. At some point, I might as well just get cable.
Get cable, yeah.
No, because like, it's not on demand. Like, you can't go on there and just watch
you can't
what you
with
want.
Cable is on demand.
Yeah, you can stream with cable.
I know.
Okay,
right.
They got to revamp that on demand shit, though.
So what were you saying?
Like, you can go on Netflix, and there are movies that will not be on cable, is my point. So if you want to watch some certain movie, you have to go try to find it downloadable, or you got to go find a DVD.
Or even a series.
Right. Yeah. Eventually, series come off of cable.
Right.
That's the appeal of Netflix.
Originals.
Hmm?
No,
I'm talking about just regular shows. Like, certain shows are no longer on television.
Same with Netflix,
only
too,
on...
though.
Huh?
Same with Netflix. They lose shows
about
as well.
Now. No, I know, but I'm saying, like, let's say if Friends is no longer on network television and you want to watch it, you go to Netflix.
Well, I guess it all depends on what you're paying attention to, because there's Showtime originals and stuff that's there that's not on Netflix.
But you have to pay for those. Like, you have to have a cable subscription to have that, or you have to buy it like a la carte.
I know, but what I'm saying is, like, if you have a cable subscription and you get HBO, Showtime, Cinemax, and all that, you have access to all of these different outlets. Netflix right. is popular.
Including Netflix, because Netflix is built Netflix into Comcast.
Including Netflix,
because
it's built into Comcast.
What do you mean it's built into Comcast?
It's built in, so
you can watch Comcast.
You get a free Netflix, subscription through Comcast. To Netflix through Comcast?
Really?
I don't know if it's free.
I don't think it's
I don't know if it's free, but it's built in.
You don't have access to...
You don't have to leave the box to go watch it.
But you have to pay for it.
Yeah, I think you still have to pay for it.
Okay, so that doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Yeah, that one doesn't matter. Yeah, that one doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is, like, the traditional shows, like the Movie Channel and all that, like, some of those aren't on Netflix.
Yeah.
So it's like a kind of like give and take in what you're paying attention to, I guess.
Right, but I'm saying there's always going to be a competition. So, like, Netflix investing in doing live TV is not going to help Netflix.
I think it would.
Because they're not going to – look, it's never going to get up to the point where it's $50.
I think it will.
It would help it. It would help
I've had Netflix since Netflix started. It was $8.99. Oh, no, sorry, it was cheaper than that. I think it was $7.99 when it first started. How many years later – and it's still, you can still get the lowest one for $9.
Really?
But you're,
so when is it going to get to 50 when we're dead?
But
who cares?
You're talking about the the DVDs, right?
Even, I'm saying I have a plan that includes DVDs and streaming.
Right.
If I took the DVDs away, it might be cheaper.
Yeah, I don't think, but it sounds to me like the plan you have hasn't seen a price increase, right?
Okay, so even if my plan jumped from $7 to $12.
Mm-hmm.
I've had Netflix for what? 10, 15 years or however long it's been around?
Right.
So in 15 years, it's jumped.
$2?
No, I'm saying 7 to 12. So I'm saying in that many years, it's jumped a few dollars.
But see, that's the plan that you have. But for me, I don't have that plan. I have the streaming plan.
Okay, how much
has
that jumped?
The streaming is the one that keeps jumping, it seems like, every year or every other year.
So when you first got it, do you remember how much it was?
I was paying for one screen, so it was about $7.99.
Okay, and how much is it now?
It's $8.99 now, and then I started paying. Well, hold on.
I'm waiting.
I started paying for the bigger screens, which started out like at, I think it was at some point, $10.99.
Okay, what is it
and
right
now?
Now
I think it's up to like $15.
Okay, so it's jumped double in over a decade. So at what point is it going to get to $50 a month?
No, it's double over the last couple of years. So when they started to get, when they started to get into original content, they have to pay for the content, and they have to get the money from somewhere.
Somebody fact check this shit.
So
how your shit jumped from $7, because I was paying.
Wait, the $7, and then I moved up to the bigger screen.
Which was how much?
The multiple screens, so four. So
that was
four
extra
screens.
$4?
Yeah. Yeah, it was about $3 or $4.
Okay, so your plan.
And that's the one that they're all been. So the $7.99 hasn't suffered that big of a price increase, but the ones where you have multiple streams is the one that's starting to see a price increase like every other year.
So it went from 12 to 15.
Or 10 to, or 11
we gonna
to 15.
Look this up.
So when you were saying screen, you meant to say stream?
No, let's just move on. We just
but you had been
showing.
Saying screen now, so I was about to ask you, what
oh,
is a screen?
Oh, screens, yes, yes.
So what is a screen?
The lower plan, you can only watch Netflix on one device at a time.
Oh.
I was sharing my account with my in-laws.
That's not true. Because I gave my ex my account. She was able to watch fine at the same time as me. And well, I didn't increase shit.
That must be on you, the plan that you
have. They knew about
nah.
you.
So what happened was they started to create different plans to allow you to watch under the same account on multiple devices. So that way, you know, if three different people want to watch Netflix and three different shows, you know, in the same household, you can watch it. But the price keeps going up. And it's not going to stop. That's all I'm saying. So I think they should jump into live TV.
Oh, well.
Jason Van Dyke got sentenced to 6 years. This is the guy that shot Laquan.
McDonald.
It's the first patrolman in almost 50 years to be convicted of murder.
Which
one is
and
this?
And he can get off for good behavior. So that means he can only do like 3 years.
Which
if he
situation
get off
is
behavior.
This again?
The guy, you remember in Chicago where he shot dude like 15, 16 times? He shot him down and it was real viral. The video was real viral.
I don't be watching stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, he just shot this dude like 16 times even after he dropped. He pop, 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 still dropping him. Still
I think I know
him.
I heard about it, but like I said, I don't never watch
it happened
stuff.
In Chicago.
I'm not even going to lie. I be getting these stories confused.
Because it happened so many times.
Which one is that? Like, it was a valid question. I didn't even laugh when you said that. It was like, that's a valid question.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, when I saw it, I felt the same way with Jason Van Dyke. Okay, who is that?
Who is this? Which one did he do?
You know, I had to do Google and say, oh, okay, this guy shot. So then I say, okay, so what's outside of him being convicted, what's the significance of the story? Because it's funny, we're looking at the headlines, right? So it'd be like, some would say 6 years and others would say it in months, like 81 months and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, why are they framing it that way? What's the angle behind that? Because does 81 months sound less?
Longer?
Smaller or larger?
It's the same dumbass reason y'all with kids be like, oh, my baby's 32 months and a half.
Which I never understood, by the way.
He's a fucking year and a half, you dumb motherfucker.
It's stupid.
You little punk ass baby.
But, I think it makes it sound smaller just because it's months.
I think it makes it sound bigger.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, me too. It sounds longer. Like, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You think 82 months?
Damn.
Then you gotta be doing the math in your head.
Yeah. That's the thing. I'd be like, months?
I think it seems shorter.
Does it?
Yeah.
Because we know a year is a long ass motherfucking time.
Yeah,
so when you see
said a year,
6 years, you'd be like, God,
I think it just depends on the person and how your brain works together.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because somebody says, how many years is that? 16, 12, 16, 17. 72 months. You're going to be like, damn.
That's a cardinal.
That's a long ass time. But if somebody says 6 years, I think with my brain, I'd be like, he should have got longer. But then they say, well, what if he got 72 months? I'd be like, yeah.
Wow. You know, now that we're talking about this out loud, but it may be a reason why when you go buy a car, they tell you 72 months instead of, you know, five.
I think that is the marketing tactic. Yeah. It's just months sounds smaller.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it sounds like something you can check off.
Okay, 72 months.
Yeah.
And, you know.
72 of those months, though?
I mean, you do the math in your head, but you know, it's like, and you guys probably know that when they say $9.99,
yeah,
like
that
you
bullshit.
Leave off the penny, it's bullshit,
sounds
but
it
works sometimes.
Yeah. Bullshit.
It works sometimes.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, but yeah, some people are not happy. Some people think he should have gotten more than that. What do y'all think?
I mean, yeah, based off the video, it's like he should have.
But you already know how this goes.
Yep,
literally. So.
It's kind of one of those be happy what you
got.
Yeah,
he probably get off or sooner than that.
He might get off a good behavior because I don't think it's fit time. So yeah.
Well, sometimes they restrict you from getting off from good behavior. So I mean, did they for this case? Do we know?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think.
From what I read on Huffington Post, he can get off a good behavior. So that means he might do 3 years tops if you get off.
They're gonna redo it. Like, yeah, you serve such and such amount of time as a police officer, so we're gonna let you off. Mm-hmm. It's gonna happen.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen.
Wasn't his wife like, oh, this is the worst thing that could happen? He can't be a police officer anymore. He lost his ability to do that.
And she said that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And everyone was like, my nigga, somebody's dead.
Right.
Like,
this is
what?
The worst thing that could ever
this
happen.
This is literally
he
the worst.
He doesn't have this job anymore.
Yeah.
The other dude is dead.
Like,
wow.
Right.
Dang, that's crazy.
And the way he killed him was just like, damn.
Brutal.
Yeah.
So who all did the 10-year challenge?
Shut up.
You know, that changed. It went from aging, like how aging hit you challenge to a 10-year challenge. Because I saw it change.
What's the difference? Mm.
I don't. I mean,
there isn't a difference.
It isn't.
Yeah, no. They'll just find a way to bring it back.
Oh.
Did anybody do it?
No,
I did.
Who cares? Who cares? Yeah. I look the same.
I did it.
Well, you look different.
Yeah, your shit was crazy,
Father Tom
dude.
Slapped the shit out you.
I put it on Facebook because that's where I saw it at. Because I was like, "What the hell is going on Facebook?"
Man,
like,
I was like, "Wow!"
Wasn't it crazy?
That shit was crazy.
Man, I was like, "What the fuck?" Like, it's insane.
Man.
Yeah, I'm darker now. Obviously, you know, fatter. You know,
but, you were skinny mini back then. It's okay.
Skinny mini.
Yeah.
Skinny mini.
You were. Even like in like earlier like Dead and Hip Hop videos.
Yeah. I was very thin.
You're so thin.
Mm-hmm.
That McDonald's and that coffee.
This,
what did we talk about last year?
I know.
It's okay,
how
Ken.
Do we do it?
It's okay, Ken. What else?
Sometimes I don't think you got bigger. I think it's the beard, but that's just me being positive, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because his beard didn't grow down his shirt. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm not looking at him. I'm just talking about his face. Like, I always look at Ken. I'm like, maybe if he shaved his beard, he would look like 10 years ago.
Ken, you should shave just to try it out.
No, you shouldn't.
Don't do it, Ken.
So, me and B the only one that did it?
I went back and I looked at a picture of me from 2009. I was like, it doesn't look that much different. So it's like, what's the point?
I mean, Mike, yeah. It's just but it's not Throwback fun. Thursdays, yes, though.
That is the fun part to see that you hadn't aged.
I mean, Mike, dude,
you
post all types of old school stuff all the time.
So the little challenge, I was just like, this is stupid.
I always think they're stupid, but I don't know why. What about? I don't know. Maybe I was bored. Maybe I was just trying to get back.
It was interesting.
I was going to say. I mean,
I don't knock anybody that did.
I was 11 years old, so it doesn't really.
That would have been hilarious.
People were still doing it, even like if they was, you know, 21, 22, they were like.
I feel like I've seen this challenge before. It just reminds me of like the quote unquote glow up challenge, where it's like you were a teenager and now you're not, and now this is the difference. But you just hit puberty.
Glow up.
It's some bullshit.
You look more attractive. That's what that means. Yeah.
Like
you
grew up. That ain't the case for a lot of motherfuckers.
Oh. Old ass don't get hip to the new words.
So I'm like, why are you glowing?
Glow up.
To get that glow. You feel the glow when you get that glow.
Y'all just can't help yourself.
Sure can.
So why didn't you do it, Sophie?
I didn't feel like finding a picture of me from 10 years ago. I feel like all those pictures reside on Facebook, and I don't get on Facebook. So...
True.
Yeah, I rarely get on there. And the thing about it, when I was going through my photos, I was like, I can't find any photos.
And you know what? That's crazy, because I think that photos and the way that they used to be printed and things like mm-hmm. that, it's so different. You take things on your phone, and once your storage is full, you don't save that shit no more.
Oh, you don't.
Yeah, it's like, oh shit, let me find a photo for. This doesn't go back further than 2006 or whatever, you know, like, this doesn't go back further than fucking 3 years ago when I got my last phone, or, you know, I'm not going to sit there and open iCloud photos and be like, let me see what happened in this year. Like, I'm not going to do that.
Eventually you run out of space on iCloud.
And like, whatever. So people don't print photos like they used to. People don't have photo albums like they used to that are printable. This is why I think a lot of like younger kids are so obsessed with like the smaller, like Polaroid cameras that are kind of trying to make a comeback.
Polaroid cameras, and then there's the HP.
Yeah, my niece has one of them. She's like, look at these pictures. They're so like, and seeing them in an album is like, whoa, like this is my niece. But I haven't seen printed pictures of my nieces unless they're like school photos. So
I never thought about
it. Yeah.
I really never thought about it that way because, you know, digital lasts forever. But I never thought about the fact that people will actually delete the photos instead of putting them on a hard drive because it's quicker and probably easier.
It's quicker and easier, but it's not like, I would rather have a photo album with photos I can flip through than holding a hard drive in my hand, because I'm not going to plug it in a computer and be like, oh, you guys, let's gather the family around and look at these photos. I'm not going to do that.
Then they have like the digital photo albums, too.
Yeah,
they do, but it's just different. Like, I like touching and feeling and looking at stuff
absolutely.
Like that, for sure. And it's even to the point where they've started to create apps where I think you can print your Instagram or like your photos on your phone, and it just ships, like it's free, but you just have to pay for shipping. I don't remember. I saw a commercial for it.
You ship your phone?
No.
That's what I thought you said.
No. It's free, but you just ship the photos that you took.
Oh, photo. I heard phone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you ship the photos from your phone or from Instagram printed for free.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah. But you just
have to pay for shipping. Yeah. So it's another way to like get printable photos, because it's like, damn, do I want to go to Walgreens and like print this off Instagram? Right, like this feels weird.
It doesn't feel the same.
It's
completely
different. Like even looking through like albums of my parents' wedding and stuff, like I feel like the only photos that you have that are tangible are school photos when your kids take them, or like albums that you actually have to get made when you have like an anniversary or like a wedding. But other than that, you're not printing out that photo that you took drunk on the yacht. You're not doing that.
Yeah. For me, when I get a new phone, I just don't think about the old photos, to be honest.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I
don't think y'all have the same nostalgia thing that older folks have. Like, we like to look back because we have a lot farther to look back.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are just like, oh, I'm on to the next thing. I don't really care about what I was doing back then. It doesn't really matter to y'all.
Yeah. The only reason I would save, like transfer my photos from one phone to another is only because of memes, to be honest. And isn't that funny? Like, that's so different.
Yeah, when you get closer to death like the rest of us, you kind of want to look back and see what I was doing when
not
I was a little bit younger.
Dead.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, if I die tomorrow, you know, people can look at my phone and be like, oh, this is Mike back in, you know. If y'all die, all y'all got fucking memes.
Memes. That'd be the funny.
Look, whatever.
That'd be so funny.
Wow. Man, that's actually really interesting, just about how, you know, photos today,
don't hold as much weight.
Yeah.
Wow. It's sad.
Yeah, because I got like 3 photo albums, like literally physical photo albums from me, literally from like a baby.
I don't own a photo like, album of myself.
Yeah, to like, I think I'm about 8 years old. So like, I got three books of photos just from the time a baby till I was like in the 3rd grade. And I look back at them every now and then just be cracking up.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah. Just a quick note before we move forward. It is the digital photo album is like a great gift for like, the elderly or whatever, like somebody that's like on their deathbed or whatever, because like they don't have to flip through it. They can just
look at it like a slideshow.
They can just put it on the
it's like, and it can be like a slideshow,
yeah,
right?
Like a slideshow. Yeah.
I wish I would give my mom a fucking digital photo album. She's like, what the fuck is this?
No, I'm saying, but if your grandmother was. All right.
Go ahead.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm making fun of my mom. She's not gonna know how to work that shit.
No, I understand. But that's what I'm saying. It's a good.
I get what you're saying, but the framing of it, it's just like, because I was gonna get my mom one, but she's not like on the deathbed.
So, right. So that's what
like,
I'm saying.
But I think like, it's definitely a.
Yeah, if you, they could just you could just put it on their counter and they don't have to move. They just look at it.
Right.
Because my like if like say if you like on a bed and if you have
put on
you
your
know
nightstand.
Oh, this is a physical thing.
Yeah.
Oh, when you said digital photo album, I thought it was on a computer. Yeah.
No. It's a frame. It's like a frame.
It's a little frame. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a frame, and then you could set it up, and then it just flips through the photos.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking like an iCloud thing.
No.
It's a screensaver.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Pretty much.
And it just flips through the photos, so she could they could just lay there and just look at them, and it just repeat if you.
That'll work for her.
Yeah.
She ain't gotta touch nothing.
She gotta touch it.
Right. Yeah. That's what I was gonna get my mom one for Christmas, for the holidays. Gotcha. Because I was like, oh, this would be kind of a cool gift to give her.
So yeah, I don't use iCloud ever since Jennifer Lawrence and them got.
And all the celebrities
you got,
and stuff?
You got the nudes?
No, I didn't look at those. We talked about that.
No, I was talking about of yourself.
Huh? I don't know. Who the fuck wants to see my skinny ass? Like,
I don't know. Maybe you want to see yourself. It's a kink for some people.
To look at myself?
Look at your own
some
nudes?
People, yeah.
How the fuck am I going to get a hard on?
Sometimes people will send it to their friends.
Damn,
like,
I look good.
Really? Talking about your fucking
that's
mom.
Weird. Sometimes people do that.
Who's weird as hell?
You know somebody that do that?
Hey, yo, B, check me out.
Hey,
look
dog.
What I was doing with it, man. I'm crazy.
Right.
Sin.
Whoa.
I be wild sometimes, Ken. Sin. Who the fuck does that?
Right. What type of friendship circle is that?
Look, people
whose
be close.
Whose turn is it to send the nudes?
People be close.
This must be a woman thing. I can see
it
women
gotta
do
be.
It.
Yeah.
It gotta be a woman thing.
That makes sense.
I can see it being a guy thing.
The fuck? No, you can't.
The hell?
That's on some homophobe shit, but no, you cannot.
Yes, I can.
No, you cannot.
How y'all be in locker rooms and shit?
We don't be looking at each other's dicks.
That's
we'll be like,
that's
dog.
Different.
Like, we don't be looking at each other's dicks.
What the fuck
is that? Y'all do.
No, we do not.
Whatever.
And if we did, we sure as fuck wouldn't broadcast it.
We wouldn't talk about it.
When you were putting on your shorts, I was looking at your dick.
Exactly.
Why is it off color on one side?
You sound like Marco. You're so crazy. You know, you glistened
off your body like that. When you came out the pool. Listen, no guy does that.
That's
y'all,
very
I think
weird.
Y'all do it. Y'all just don't broadcast
no,
it.
No,
wow,
that's
fine.
No,
well, I don't do it. We don't do it.
I don't need to see anybody's
that's
thing.
Fine.
I don't need.
Because
I might get jealous or some shit. Like, what the fuck? How come I don't have like?
What the?
What? Mike?
So what the fuck?
You might get jealous.
Somehow always finds a way to go off the rails.
Oh my god,
it never
man.
That's not off the rails.
That's off the rails.
It's not off the rails.
Mike is off the rails.
It's realistic. You might be like, damn.
Why is your dick off the rails in my name?
That's a bullshit.
I'm going to call my mom. What the fuck did you do wrong?
Mom,
you didn't take no prenatal.
Yo, you stupid.
Oh my god, dude. Of course, Mike don't go off the rails like that.
Did y'all see Tommy Lauren and Cardi B about to go at it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
No. I don't know.
About yeah, what? I don't think it's
about
not real.
What happened?
I think it's about something with the video that she had put out.
Oh, she hasn't Cardi.
Yeah.
She hasn't Cardi B. Oh.
Yeah, and a lot of like not reporters, but like politicians and stuff were like, "Should I repost the video?" Oh no, I'll repost it if you repost it. Like, cause they, you know, just because of Cardi's like terminology and her language and stuff, it's technically a bad look, but her message overall was.
What was she talking about?
She was talking about how like,
the
wall.
The politics video.
It was funny as hell to me though.
Yeah, the shutdown
it.
And stuff.
Oh, it was funny.
I didn't watch all either. I watched a clip and I turned it off.
I saw people talking
about
it.
I think it's just a clip.
It.
Yeah, I mean, it's like just a clip.
Second or two. Months ago, I'm good.
Yeah, it's just a clip of her talking about, like, the shutdown and, like, basically, you know, she was like, you know, I haven't really watched the news in, like, 3 weeks, but y'all need to pay attention because...
Can you play it?
Huh?
Can you play it?
Oh, yeah.
It's not long at all.
It's like a minute or less.
It's funny as fuck.
It's been a little bit over three weeks. Trump is now ordering, as in summoning, federal government workers to go back to work without getting paid. Now, I don't want to hear y'all motherfuckers talking about, oh, but Obama shut down the government for 17 days. Yeah, bitch, for health care. So your grandma could check her blood pressure and you bitches could go check your pussy in the gynecologist with no motherfucking problem. Now, I know a lot of y'all don't care because y'all don't work for the government or y'all probably don't even have a job, but this shit is really fucking serious, bro. This shit is crazy. Like, our country is in a hellhole right now. All for a fucking wall. Like, we really need to take this serious. I feel like we need to take some action. I don't know what type of action, bitch, because this is not what I do. But, bitch, I'm scared. This is crazy. And I really feel bad for these people that got to go to fucking work to not get motherfucking paid. Hey,
yo. Man. Yeah. I mean... Yeah.
Some real shit. Yeah.
So, this whole situation.
You already know
up.
Tommy Lauren was trolling. Like, I don't know. I don't fucking know what she said. I don't follow her. I have her blocked because self care. But she said something, and Cardi responded to her this morning saying, I don't know, something like, bitch, I'll wipe the floor with you or some shit like that. Like, she was like, leave me alone.
Pick it up.
Why? Why?
Because you know Cardi gonna respond to something like that. Cardi responds to everything.
I just don't understand the point, but okay.
Me either.
Anyways, yeah.
Of Cardi responding?
Yes. Of the, well, any of that. So Tommy, she said something to, what did she say to Tommy? Like, why?
Well, she's a troll, understand. Too.
Yeah, Tommy's a troll. Tommy Lauren is a troll.
Tommy Lauren, the little blonde chick.
The white girl.
Tommy, she said it looks like Cardi B is the latest genius political mind to endorse Democrats. Ha, keep it up, guys. And then Cardi B replied, leave me alone. I would dog walk you.
What does that mean?
That she's a bitch.
Drag you.
Yeah, I guess.
Dog walk? I've never heard that.
Yeah, I think that's just...
That's like a sex move.
Dog walk you.
Where you going?
Where you think you going, girl?
Bring your ass back here.
You about to get this dog walk.
Right.
God damn it.
Like, damn, girl, you look good tonight, girl. I'm a dog walk you tonight. But dog walk the shit out you tonight, girl.
Ooh, the way your booty look, I'm about to dog walk you, girl.
Get your ass back
dog
over here.
Dog walk me, Zan. You better dog walk me.
A scorpion your ass.
Get over here.
Oh, God.
All with consent, by the way.
Yes. Right. Yeah. All with consent.
Y'all stupid, man. Man, this shit Mike sent over.
Mike.
Yes, about this Christian trap music.
Bro, what is this?
Man.
Are we doing this again?
Again?
Christian trap music,
has been a thing for a while.
With the old ladies dancing on stage.
I didn't know that.
Dude, I was at work dying laughing, dude. I was at work cracking up.
She got it though.
She does.
That shit kind of tight. Hold on.
Look at her.
She got that flow though.
This will make me go to church.
You said this will make you go to church?
I'll go to see this.
I would start dancing first. This is some bullshit.
I'll start dancing.
No.
This shit is funny.
When she says, now run, man.
She got the dance moves and everything.
Yeah, good enough.
Look at y'all running. Did wigs come off? It looked like wigs came off. I don't know. Like, it just
probably.
That shit's tight. I don't fuck with none of y'all. That's hilarious. That made me go back to church, man.
You be praising hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know that shit. Come on now. That's catchy as fuck.
That is catchy.
It is, but
why would y'all leave?
They're always so far behind, though.
I would just cut their damn mics off.
I was a sound tech in church. I would cut their mics off.
You're a hater, man.
Man.
I would stay for the comedy value.
Me too.
I'm like, oh, I'm not leaving. What's next? What's the encore?
It's like
a right.
Chicken George, right. man. You listen out, bro.
Chicken George, you better get on it, bro.
You need to get on it, man.
Last service, man.
Bruh.
That's you all day, man. That's all day.
I'm going to text him. Be like, yeah. What you been doing?
He missing out.
You fucking up.
They want it now. Yeah. They looking for it.
Can't read the Bible like me.
Hey. That's just that's hey, funny.
I'm gonna fuck
hell,
with none
man.
Of y'all. Say.
Oh man,
I was like, I was thinking for that.
Like when I used to go to church, like they would have stuff like that where they would make the kids
relevant.
Do some like yeah, they would make like some popular song or dance and infuse
like
it with
kids bop church.
Yes,
oh, no.
Yes. Yuck. And me and my brother and sister would be just be dying laughing Yuck. And trying not no. to let people look at us. That shit was
it's
so
just such
funny.
A hard. Like,
it is so funny.
It's not good.
Like,
but.
Trying to
like
meet,
trying to, no,
they're trying to meet them where
no,
they are.
Yeah, but it's like,
no, I don't. Yeah. I don't like that because I feel like with
Why?
No, it just doesn't work to me. Like I feel like meeting people where they are in church is like actually talking to them about real issues and like addressing shit that they actually want to fucking like ask about. You know,
but you are though.
Are
because
you?
Like yeah you're saying that because you look at it you it was like buffoonery to you it's like oh what are you doing but to a child is you can guarantee that if that camera was on the crowd there were children that was in there like dancing I guarantee it.
Yep. And they might actually receive the message
right,
better
exactly
you know what which reminds me like mm-hmm. I started watching that Killer Mike show and on the second episode there was this part where he was trying to figure out how to get people to learn a skill or trade. I don't mm-hmm. know if anybody's watched it.
Mm-mm. But I haven't started yet.
In the episode, he comes up with this idea, which sounds nuts, but he comes up with this idea of putting instructional porn out to people. Mm-hmm. And of course, when he says it, it's like, come on, man. That
trigger
sounds
word.
Crazy.
Okay,
trigger right. warning. So he does it. He films it. These porns with like things about how to like change out a pipe or change a tire, whatever.
Oh.
And it works. Like okay. he makes the people take a test beforehand and they all failed the fuck out of it.
That's amazing.
But they had a 75% increase after watching the porn.
Wow.
I think it sounds stupid. It really does.
So it's
but
like they're fucking and then it's like, oh look, let me change this tire.
While
and
they're fucking.
Like, and then you do 3/4 turns.
Yep.
And like that.
That's
oh,
exactly
wow.
what it
okay.
is. And I think that kind of shit would work for that Christian shit. Even though I think it's dumb as fuck, but I'm not a kid
exactly.
who likes that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And also has to go to church. So,
right,
you know
if you're
saying?
Forced
We're
to be
the
there,
large
you might
majority
as well get
some fun. Of people.
Exactly.
You know so,
yes.
Yeah, well, in my church, when they had to do that, it was more like not vacation Bible school, but like youth church. They would have it like once a month, I think. And it would be in a completely separate place. And that's where they could do all their like little turn up cute songs and VeggieTales
yeah,
and all that
shit. Yeah, but
you
don't want to do that because they'd be like, because I think
niggas was lit to go to youth church.
I understand that, but like I think with some they don't feel like they're a part of the real church.
No, absolutely no kids could relate to that. They were like, "Fuck these adults, we're going to the youth
but
church."
But if they was
bitch.
Doing
that's
that,
what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
Then it would be like, oh,
then
no.
they'd be like, "Oh, this
regular
this
church
adult
is
church is cool."
Yeah,
because they're appealing
adult
to me as opposed
cool.
to like. Having to appeal yeah, to me on
exactly.
the side.
I don't know. When I was at my church, I think there was like this idea where if they did what they did in like AY church, not even
AY church.
Not sorry, like Adventist Youth, I think that's what it stands for. But basically it's like when you do what you do in youth church on like an adult pulpit platform, it felt awkward for us because we knew that the audience was still older. So it was kind of like we're weirded out because we know the person sitting next to us is weirded out by this, that type of thing. You know, it was kind of like, that's where the secondhand embarrassment comes from. Cause it's like, this is weird. But when we're in our own space, it's kind of like, okay, this is cool. So yeah, that's how it felt to us.
Hey, he was saying the youngest one out of all of us. He said, here
go. I thought it was always funny to me.
Yeah. Last thing before we move on to questions, Spider-Man, Far From Home trailer. Any thoughts?
I feel like they come out with a Spider-Man every year. What the fuck is that about? Is it good every time? Like, is that why they keep doing it?
Well, it's really only been like two. Those other ones, I don't think anybody counts anymore. They've rebooted the series twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was at least three times.
They've rebooted it. Has it been twice? Okay. Yeah.
There was Tobey Maguire. Mm-hmm. Then there was Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield.
And now there's
Tom Holland.
This guy's name
I mean,
is.
Yeah, Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, the spider it counts, but it don't because it's a different character and is done differently. Oh. But as far as the ones with real people in it, then,
live action.
Yeah.
My only question for this trailer is it a spoiler for Endgame?
100%. I thought the same thing.
For what?
The Avengers movie that's supposed to come out.
It's coming
because
out.
Now it's obvious as fuck that one, Peter, we all knew he wasn't dead anyway.
Yeah.
But the way the world is, it's like y'all don't act like half of y'all motherfuckers just vanished.
Right. Yeah.
So clearly,
so it's, yeah, it's
we
weird.
Know they're going to go back in time and fix it. Yeah. So it does kind of ruin shit.
So wait. So with Avengers and stuff, right?
It's about to be good. I could tell.
No, wait.
I could just
tell.
Something
just clicked. So with like these side movies that they have of individual superheroes, it still ties in back to Avengers?
Yes.
Yep.
Really?
One
so it still has to make sense outside of the bigger Avengers movie, which is why it's a spoiler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I thought the same thing.
All the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
So they can't just do their own thing individually and then come back to like this other. So they're not. They're the same story.
Yeah. They can have somebody die in one and all of a sudden he's alive in another one.
Right. I thought that's how it normally happened. They'd be drinking all types of potions and coming back and doing whatever the fuck they want. What a
or Game of Thrones with the milk of the poppy.
I still kind of feel that way about Black Panther, in my opinion. But you know, whatever. I don't want to get dragged. Just indifferent about how the movie happened, about how he floated down the river and was dead, and then was in that ice cap or whatever.
He was never dead. Your ass wasn't paying attention.
But then why? So he was just sick?
Spider-Man.
They stabbed him and he fell in the water. He didn't die.
Well, how is that? I'm sorry. I mistook that for a death. Like, if you fall off a goddamn leg. What the fuck? Wait, are y'all fucking with me? Seriously.
Go ahead. Your response was just great.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, wait. No, you're trolling.
No, I'm not.
We're laughing at your response.
No, I'm
serious. Your answer was just so good.
It was just good.
I can't argue that.
It was just the way you said it was hilarious. That's all. That's all.
I thought he died.
Exactly.
You have a valid point.
So then they make this little like plant tea and give it to him, and he's like, "I'm back to save the day, bitches." Like, what the fuck is that?
That's how Africans do.
Yeah, the ancestors.
That's how Africans do.
That's how Africans do. They don't die from regular shit.
Yeah.
I'm dead. Fucking serious.
They're advanced.
You know what?
I'm not even making a joke. Yeah, I bet you an African, like a true African.
And that's why
real?
I didn't really
fucking with you.
Yeah. I really would have preferred if he would have just been dead.
Why?
Because.
And then come back to life later?
Nope.
Just die altogether.
Just,
yes.
And then Michael Jordan just win.
You know, yeah.
Because no, that's why you ain't no movie director. You suck.
No, because I feel like that would have been
a thriller. That would have been a riot.
That would have been insane.
Thank you.
That would have been more realistic. That would have been more realistic.
The black folks
we can't be
have
killing
that.
Or allegedly killing niggas and then bringing them back to life and then
my
everything.
My man's found them though. He found
that
would have
been more realistic than a fucking suit that just comes out of nowhere.
Right.
And fucking they ride rhinos and shit. That would be more realistic.
Right.
All of a sudden you swinging through fucking. With no buildings up here, would you just swing it?
Would they have had the fight if he came back to life?
Huh?
Would they have had that big fight scene if he had came back to life?
What would be the point if you can just keep coming back to life? What's the point of killing anybody?
Right.
You just come back. Why even bother to kill Killmonger if he can just show up in 10 minutes, be like, poof, I'm back, bitch.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's fight all over again.
I feel like when you die in a superhero world, you should just die.
But he didn't die. That's the point.
He should have died. All right,
cool.
It was a death.
That's why the movie shit would be perfect.
Yes.
Because of her.
Whatever.
And her non-understanded superhero ass.
You know what? No, because I'm not watching movies. And I've explained this. I literally just said, I tweeted this whole thing like 2 days ago. Oh, I don't like watching movies because I feel like it's a time warp. Like, hold on. Wait. To spend almost two and a half hours watching a movie and then you like get all into the plot and you climax with it and then you come down and everything's
it's like a whole movie.
Oh my god, no, it's a whole story and then it finishes and then you're like, alright, now what, bitch? Like, that's it. Like, it feels weird. Like, I feel like a show is more like, okay, 30 minutes here, 30 minutes there, okay, it is what it is. Like, it's not that much of a commitment. I feel like with a movie you have to commit so much time to like getting invested with the characters and with the story and then
you listen to podcasts.
That's why I like movies though.
Do you listen to podcasts like The Read and all that? It's like an hour long.
Yeah, but I could be doing other shit. I don't have to be like
invested.
Yeah, invested. It's too much. And then
remember she said before that she doesn't just sit down and watch movies. She's doing other shit and playing with her phone.
Totally.
That's why she don't understand nothing.
Okay.
She don't pay attention.
Legitimately.
I'm saying.
And I'm not ashamed to admit that. And that's why I only go with friends because it's like an accountability thing. Like they're watching it, so then I have to watch it. And then it might be good at the end and then it's like worth it. But if it sucks, I'm annoyed.
Maybe.
I hate paying for movies and it sucks. And I'm like, what the fuck was that?
So how did you feel about Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio in Spider-Man.
Before that, did...
Oh, fine. Just I'm fuck sorry. My question.
No. Because I want to talk about that. So do y'all think this is before...
That's what yeah, I was... It doesn't explicitly say it's before or after, but it looks like it's after Infinity War.
You think it's after?
I think it's after.
I think they're going to go back in time and just fix everything.
Yep. In Captain Marvel.
Which is why Doctor Strange probably said what
looks like it's
going to
be whack.
Now I got to go see this damn movie.
We'll get to that
later. When is that coming out again?
Which one?
Just the second part of Avengers?
April 26th.
Yeah. So Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mysterio. What is his name?
I typed up a tweet and I deleted it. This is the first time I actually really been scared to tweet something out. I did. Because I typed it up because I was like, I watched the trailer and I was like, Jake Gyllenhaal looks fucking ridiculous. His costume looks so fucking stupid. And then I saw him trending. So let me see what other people are thinking. Right. Everyone was like, oh my God, he looks dope. And I was like, you know, I don't even feel like dealing with this shit. I'm just not even going to do it. I still think he looked fucking ridiculous.
You do?
When he showed up, I thought it was a joke. I promise you. When he showed up, I thought it was going to be like one of those Daredevil, like, not Daredevil, Deadpool break the fourth wall shit and be like, haha, we're just playing. Because he showed up, he's just like, oh, you don't want to watch this. You don't want to be involved in this. Yeah. Mike. I was like, ew, what's up with their fucking stupid ass costume?
What are you talking about?
You haven't watched the trailer, so it's not going to make sense. But Jake.
Trailer for what?
Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. Okay. We were talking about the same movie.
No.
I didn't know if we were talking about the same movie. There's a lot of characters, okay?
So you don't like the Mysterio costume?
No. Jake Gyllenhaal? He looked like he bought his costume at fucking Walmart during Halloween. His costume looked...
It looked pretty cheap.
The gold part looked pretty fake.
Is that his...
Yeah. It didn't look metal at all. Like, it looked...
Is that his people name?
His people?
You don't know who Jake Gyllenhaal is?
No.
Brokeback Mountain.
Jake what Gyllenhaal, does that mean to me?
Donnie Darko. You've never seen Donnie Darko.
Oh, you're talking about like an actual actor.
He's the actor.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, so what character does he play?
Mysterio.
Okay. And that's his actual...
Now we're caught up.
Yeah, he that's plays his name like, in the he movie. Does like, all right. Like magic tricks thought, like Chris Angel. Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were talking like Peter Parker. Like that was his people gotcha. Name. In the, okay.
I don't know his
we're
name.
We're here.
But even Spider-Man's costume didn't look... The red looked a little pale to me.
Pale?
Like,
it's probably his first costume.
Yeah, it didn't look as bright as it normally is.
What's wrong with that?
It looked dull.
His first costume or the new one?
The one that was in the movie, in the trailer.
This is so
there
fun.
Was like
I didn't notice.
Three of them in the trailer.
Yeah, he had three
right?
different costumes.
Oh,
he had
okay.
one, and he had the black costume, and then at the end, it looks like he has a costume
just
that Nick
all,
Fury must give him.
All dark costume, all
okay.
black costume.
Okay, and maybe it was his first one. You know, oops.
So, Mike, your whole point of that was to say that the Mysterio guy looks...
I thought he looked whack.
I thought he looked all right.
Like his suit, like the way that they designed his suit for the movie looked stupid to you?
I thought it did. But okay. I mean, the thing about it is, and I'm not afraid to admit my opinion, it was just I don't feel like every 10 seconds I'm getting fucking a tweet being like, you're stupid.
I think it's on
nigger.
Purpose.
Why are you talking about comic book movies, nigger? Stick to talking about rap.
I think the way his costume is looking is on purpose, though. Mm. I think they wanted to look whack.
No, they didn't. Because everybody thought it looked tight. Nobody thought it looked whack.
Yeah, the response was...
The response was he's
extremely
amazing.
Positive.
So
I was surprised.
Character been in another movie where his suit is better?
No.
So the debut sucks.
The debut of him without the fucking helmet on, he's just like... Bam!
You don't want to be part of this.
When he pops up.
I don't
want
to see.
But he has the helmet when he goes into the rounds.
He might look cooler then with the helmet on, but without the helmet, he just looks stupid. He did look like someone that bought their costume at like Big Lots. It looked cheap.
Oh my God!
Like he was the metal, like the gold
yeah,
didn't look
the
right.
The metal part looked weird to me. I thought he looked all right overall, but yeah. Ooh.
All right, we got to move on.
All right, well, is it time for questions?
It is, unless we got facts only.
I did have. This is directed towards Mike.
Oh, I know. I know it's about Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Those motherfuckers came up my neck.
Yeah,
they said
Macaulay Culkin.
I just watched it happen.
Give a fuck.
I told you niggas.
You can protect the pedophile if you want to. I don't give a fuck.
I'm going
to
watch the documentary for this
reason.
What?
What's this motherfucker got to say?
He said Macaulay Culkin came out, and this isn't necessarily fast only, but he said Macaulay Culkin came out like 3 days ago and defended MJ for the third or fourth time. Said Webster defended him.
I didn't say they did.
And Corey Feldman as well, even though he is kind of crazy. Surprising here, it might completely invalidate what somebody said just because he may struggle with mental illness.
Wait, what? Okay, wait, hold on. I'm mentioning your fucking name because you're stupid.
Aw.
Manic Summer? Nobody invalidated shit. I said that if somebody had mental illness, you can't always 100% trust what they're saying. That's not saying that they're feelings are invalidated. That's a fucking fact. I don't know how many people you've dealt with that have mental illness, but that's why it's called mental fucking illness. So don't try to put that shit off on me. That's your own insecurities, motherfucker. Don't. I hate that kind of shit.
Damn.
Oh, it's surprising hearing Mike invalidate somebody has mental.
I can see why he says.
Oh, here we fucking go.
He took off the headphone.
Yeah, because he's about to do it again.
He took off the headphone.
10 minutes later, he's like, "Well, that's not what I'm saying."
All I said is that I can see how he says that, because that doesn't seem on brand with you. You seem like you're very conscious about talking about the mental health community. So to what he felt like was criticizing him seems like not on brand with what you normally say.
How am I criticizing them? I'm telling the fucking truth.
No, the way you're criticizing is because you're saying, like just like he said, like, how is his opinion or I don't know. Because I'm trying to remember what you said exactly. You were saying because he was struggling with something. I remember I said, like, I would think that would be why he would say it. And you was like, no.
Yeah, I'm still saying no. Because here's the thing. If somebody has mental illness, they're the easiest people to take advantage of. There's a reason for that. Because a lot of times, depending on what illness they have, the things that they say might not be in our reality. They might say some shit that makes sense to them, but in reality, it didn't really happen. That's why we immediately call people crazy. But it's not a matter of them being crazy. It's a matter of they really genuinely think that something happened that may have not, or that something did happen or didn't happen that really did happen. That's not invalidating them. That's telling the fucking truth. My problem with comments like this is I don't think that they think before they say the shit, and then they try to project their ignorance onto somebody else. I understand mental illness. I have friends who have it. Right. And I know that when they say certain things, I'm like, that probably didn't really happen, but if you think it did, let's talk through it. It's not a matter of, oh, he's just crazy and stupid, I'm not listening to him. I said that about, I can't remember if I was talking about Macaulay Culkin or somebody else.
Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman. Yeah. Yes. And and look. And Webster defended him, and Corey Feldman as well, even though he is kind of crazy. So Manic Summer, you sound crazy right now. You're sitting here saying that Corey Feldman as well, even though he is kind of crazy. And then you follow it up by saying, surprising hearing Mike completely invalidate what someone said just because they may struggle with mental illness. Sit the fuck down. That's what I'm saying. You're projecting your bullshit onto me. Yes, Corey Feldman. I won't call people crazy. Right. Corey Feldman is mentally ill. Mm-hmm. It's obvious. So if he says something that makes no sense to the rest of us, I'm not going to take it that seriously. He might say that fucking aliens land in his backyard and they look like Michael. Well, that could be true. But I'm just saying, like, I was not invalidating anybody's feelings or perspective or experience. I'm saying that if you're mentally ill, that doesn't mean that everything you say is actually in everybody else's reality.
Right. So I think the difference is that I don't remember him saying anything crazy.
Who?
Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman has said stuff that's been nuts.
I'm talking
for
about
years.
Pertaining to Michael Jackson.
Okay, what did he say about Michael Jackson?
I don't know the facts.
No, I'm just asking, do you remember him saying anything?
Right.
Yeah.
Because you were saying that he didn't never say, because you was like, he didn't never say anything. And I can see if he said something like, yeah, we went to Mars or whatever, that, like, he sounds crazy by saying that. But all I'm saying is that because he never said anything, you said he didn't because
Corey Feldman defended him and said nothing ever happened.
And you said that sounds crazy.
I'm gonna ask you this. If you have a child that is mentally ill,
right?
And what I mean is they may have,
it's the different ways of being mentally ill.
I know, I was going there. Okay. They may have schizophrenia, they may be manic depressive, they could have all kinds of things. And if you see them hanging around with someone that is 30 years older than them on a regular basis, and you're going to think that something is going on regardless. You're going to be like, well, why the fuck is this 50-something-year-old man hanging out with my 16-year-old daughter? And if your 16-year-old daughter who's mentally ill says, no, daddy, nothing happened, you're going to tell me, you're going to be like, oh, okay, well, my 16-year-old daughter who has schizophrenia is saying that nothing ever happened, so I'm going to just take her word on it. No, you're going to be like, well, shit, if you understand schizophrenia, you might be like, well, shit, in her world, nothing may have happened. But in reality, this fucking old man is taking advantage of my mentally ill daughter.
Schizophrenia or not, if a 16-year-old, well, my daughter's with somebody.
We're not doing really schizophrenia matter. Or not. Let's stick to schizophrenia. Yeah. I know what you're saying, because I'm with you 100%.
Oh, okay.
Stick with schizophrenia. If she's schizophrenic, are you going to be like, well, shit, what she's saying may not be reality?
I can't look at it as like,
okay, anybody else in the room can understand what I'm saying?
Yes, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you, Megan. I'm saying, like, how is that invalidating someone's mental illness? It's understanding it. So, Manic Summer, get the fuck out of here with that shit, bro. If you have a question, I'm cool with you asking a question. I just don't like when people project onto me because I didn't say none of that shit. I didn't say any of that shit. Double negative. Right. I didn't say any of that shit. So you putting this shit out on the motherfucking internet like I'm just disrespecting mental ill. Like, fuck out of here, bro.
And that was on, yeah, that was on Reddit, by the way.
Reddit, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you need to Reddit some other shit. Go on the fucking mental illness Reddit and understand what mental illness is.
And Corey Feldman just said Michael Jackson never touched him or did anything inappropriate. The only thing he did was slapped him on his leg once, laughing at a joke, but that was it.
Now, if he has mental illness, factually has mental illness, and he said all Michael Jackson did was slap me on my leg once, how do we know that that's all that really happened? Maybe in our reality, Michael Jackson may have stroked his leg and then played it off or explained to him like, nah, it's just a joke. Mm-hmm. I'm just slapping your leg. But in reality, you don't know. And this is why you motherfuckers ain't psychologists. I'm not either, but I'm just saying. You can't just dismiss shit like that and just be like, oh, well, he said it's not true, so it's not. Fuck out of here, man. So R. Kelly didn't do it either, huh?
Right.
How y'all defend Michael Jackson, but y'all all want to mute R. Kelly?
I just want to say that for the record, I am observing how all of this play out with Michael Jackson compared to everybody else and see if they're going to keep the same energy
up. They're not.
Clearly they're not. They attacked me.
I tried to tell
you.
We said that last week.
They were like, man,
they're going to come for, they're going to stand for Michael Jackson.
This dude with Michael Jackson stand on his profile sent me a link to Michael Jackson. No, it was me and was it all of us?
I thought it was just you and me.
Yeah, you don't want to respond.
We
were on a text that was similar.
Okay, I didn't even say shit.
No, you liked his tweet. Now I was like, what the fuck is Sophie doing?
No, I meant like before.
On the podcast.
You weren't even there.
Hold on, were you?
Was she there last week?
Yeah.
Oh, my fault.
Damn. Old and rambling ass.
I know. Anyways.
I was on that tweet.
These Michael Jackson fanatics were just upset. And I'm like, you acting like this is brand new information. Like,
again,
I just made this shit up.
Right.
I don't give a fuck.
But they prepared. But
I'm ready for this as well.
Anyway, X Maxwell X08 says that Sophie keeps it so real. She knows what she stands for and calls the guys out when it's necessary. She should host her own podcast. Goddamn.
Shit.
And then yesterday,
Sophie in there making comments.
Oh, damn.
That's dirty, bro. That's dirty. Sophie can't be great.
No. I don't even know how to use Reddit.
And then yesterday, Month replied, yeah, it was really funny when she started quoting the guys' jokes. Yeah. I don't remember that, but yeah. So that was the one that got a negative on Reddit.
You did that shit on purpose.
I didn't write them.
I know you did, but you just... He just went down shoot the messenger. One mean one to Mike, because he knew he would get me mad.
Don't shoot the messenger.
I'm just reading what they write, man.
Candace Scott Young. I think you did that shit on purpose. That's funny. I'm going to get mad about some shit that's like...
Yeah, I knew you were going to get mad when I read
that's
it.
That's why
I was
you
like,
did
oh,
it.
Shit.
Asshole.
I was just trying to calm you down. Like, look, maybe you ain't mean it like that, man.
So these questions. All right. It is time. All right. Send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com. You already know where to go. And our first question is going to be from Asante. Asante says, what's up, guys? Love the show. My name is Asante, and here's my question. What do you think about when people say, I don't see color? Is it something to be wary of? Is it any different when white people say it as opposed to people of color? Personally, I really don't know what to feel about it. I just get a feeling of, I should keep an eye on this guy. And I get kind of suspicious. So
black Bullshit. People say that too?
Never.
Huh?
I've never heard a black person say that.
I've
never heard a minority say that.
Literally.
Unless you're a dog, I'm not taking you seriously.
But you was about to say something else, Huey. What's up?
I was going to say that's bullshit.
Period.
And that's how I was going to start that off. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
If you say you don't see color, it's because you have the privilege of not being able to to see it.
Thank
and to
you.
Be
you
honest.
You live in another world.
Literally.
For real.
Pretty much.
So, yeah, no, it definitely is suspect. I don't know. I don't know
if it's suspect.
Okay.
No, I think the person that's saying that is, that's their I got black friends comment.
Which is suspect.
Yeah.
Suspect how, I guess? Let me get some clarification. Suspect in what way?
I'm going to be real with you, Kim. If I have a white friend and they tell me, hey, Sophie, I like you. I don't see color. I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm out. Like, yeah. Because I'm just like, this is weird. It's suspect. I feel like it's one of those.
They are racist or something? I'm trying to understand where I'm trying to go.
To me, it reads as, whether it's intentional or not, it reads as disrespect to me, because you're not willing to, like, if you don't see color, that's just the first level of tears that we cannot even delve into, because if you can't see me for who I am, literally, why would you be interested into delving into, you know, who I am in America, or what it means to be Black, or, you know, what our friendship, quote unquote, means for us to even have, you know, to be at this point. It's kind of like you can't, you're not willing to acknowledge that.
I think they
and
are.
It's telling me, that you're not willing to acknowledge that.
I think in their weird sort of way, they are trying to acknowledge that.
But it's failed.
By saying that.
Impact over intent.
If you don't see color, why are you choosing me to tell this?
Yeah.
Right. Period.
Because they're trying to say that in spite of everything else, I see you for who you are.
Then say that.
Then say that.
Yeah, that sounds good. The other shit sounds
stupid. I
don't
judge people based on race. That's a perfectly fine statement.
That was like,
but they don't know how to say it that way.
Yeah, so I don't judge people based on race. It's so easy.
But that's long. It's easier to just say I don't see color.
But that's completely.
It's a completely different statement.
It's totally disingenuous.
Are you blind, my nigga?
It's a carryover from back in the day. Right.
I know what they mean, but I don't get mad about it. Mm. I don't get mad when someone says, "Well, I don't really see color." I get what they mean, so I don't get pissed off about it.
I do.
Because I know they're not factually saying, I don't see when people are playing from white. I know that's not what they mean. Right. But at the same time, it just sounds stupid.
That's
so
still
just
how I take
it,
because words mean things. It was just like when Khloe Kardashian had her baby with whatever basketball player. And she's like, you know, mixed, half whatever, Black or whatever. And
Wait, who's mixed?
Her daughter.
Isn't Khloe mixed? I thought her daddy was OJ.
Anyways, so whatever. Her daughter is mixed, and allegedly. She was catching backlash for something. I don't remember what it was. But she was like, no, like, I have, like, a mixed daughter. Like, I don't see color.
It's the default thing that people immediately go to.
Yeah. Okay. I just feel like it's irresponsible, especially when white women be raising these mixed children of niggas that they like their dick so much that they just had to go ahead and fuck them and have a child.
Damn.
But then you're just like, oh, I don't see color. It's your own daughter.
Yeah. But they don't. But
that's
irresponsible. It's your own child. Like,
but they don't want.
You gonna have to see color when somebody called them a nigger.
When white people say that, it's like, you don't want to see color, but like, you can't disregard. We have to see color.
We
like, you can't disregard.
But with
the
their kids, they want to live in
but
a
that's
world
not the,
where
that's not
it
reality.
Doesn't
it's
that's
not reality.
Not
you're
that.
Not living
so
in
you
reality.
Can't say that.
You're literal. Like,
you
know what they mean.
I don't give a fuck. I know that's what you're saying.
I don't. Well, no, I don't get mad. But I'm
saying that's bullshit.
That is bullshit. But I'm not getting mad. I'm just like, oh, that's bullshit. I don't waste my time getting mad about shit like that. I'll just be like, oh, that's
you just
bullshit.
Just keep moving.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I don't. I'm not finna have a conversation about that.
I would definitely have a conversation.
If it's my friend, sure. I'll be like, okay, let me explain to you why that
it's
is
bullshit.
Stupid as fuck.
Why?
But if it's just some random person, I've learned that I'm just going home.
So you went in the friendship?
I'm just going home.
Huh? Would I end the friendship?
You had
it depends on how they respond. I probably went in the friendship if they're like perfect in every other way, but they're like
they just said that one thing.
Yeah, I'm like, I will explain to them why I think that's stupid, and then I'll be like, all right, now let's. You know, carry on with the day.
Or, open up the floor for them to respond and then see what they say.
No, it depends on how the discussion goes. If they say something disrespectful, then it don't matter what we're talking about. But, like,
do you really think you're going to meet someone that's like, but no, I literally don't see that you're Black. And I literally don't know that I'm white. I just don't see. You're not going to meet that person.
I'm just answering the question.
But I'm saying it's like it's never going to happen.
No,
like, you know what they mean. That's why I can't get all upset about that kind of shit.
I'm not going to get upset, really. Like, I'm just going to be like,
let me explain to you why I disagree.
If it's my friend, I'm going to explain why I disagree.
But Huey.
And then, yeah.
But then they're going to say, that's not what I meant.
I'm going to say what you meant.
Period.
You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Why are you getting mad? Why they call me a bitch?
No.
I'm saying why they gotta be a bitch?
So y'all talking about
the general bitches?
Yeah. Well, I can't do that.
The general bitches.
So I'm not gonna be like, bitch.
About...
Say, I'm gonna be like, bro, that's not a
well,
good.
Well, you use your terms. I'm gonna use.
I feel you.
You never know. I feel like there could be some people that are like, there could be some people that are just like, I don't see color, and it's kind of just disregarding. the reality
nobody
I live
thinks
in.
That. Nobody thinks that.
Hey, man, you'll be surprised.
No, I would not.
I
nobody
live in Atlanta.
In the,
I go to Georgia State.
No one
there's a lot
is
of people,
going to tell you
hey,
they
man,
don't see
what?
Black people.
I promise you there are some people that would really say that and be like, I
who
just don't
what?
See
who
color.
Say what?
I don't see color and be like, I don't. No, I don't.
Then they
like
are probably mentally ill.
Okay.
Like, well, then, like Manic or, Somerset.
Or,
they're probably mentally ill.
Or because these are young.
That's impossible.
But I'm going to start asking people that.
It's impossible.
They'll say
but
that
these,
and mean it. They just don't
no.
want to
right.
think.
These are young
they don't
want
to live. They don't want to think about the, like,
they don't want to live in reality.
The social ramifications oh, of race and stuff. Like,
I,
they don't want to think
about
that.
I genuinely feel like y'all are extremely naive. There is no one. They might tell you, I don't see color. But if you say, what race is that person? They're going to say black.
Okay.
Come on, bro. Like, they're not stupid.
There are some people who choose to live like everything's just the same.
Yes.
Everyone's the same. They don't want to think about...
You agree with this shit?
I'm telling you.
I'm just saying, this is real.
I think you and him are arguing different points.
We agree, but you're like, it's just semantics. Like, I know for the vast majority of people are not literally going to be like, I literally don't see color. No. But what I'm telling you is, like, there are some people who will say that, and what they mean is, like, I choose not to look at any sort of racial issue as
right,
a racial
and I
issue.
To
right, and that's what me and Rod were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to speak for Rod. That's what I'm saying, and I think Rod is saying.
Okay.
There's no one that is going to tell you that I literally do not see the
things
color
by
of a
racial
person's
perspective?
Skin.
But Mike,
never.
Are you serious?
I'm 100%
wait,
serious.
I
had a roommate that was fucking, like, you know what I'm saying? This black conservative dude, that's mm-hmm. a roommate. He was acting like he couldn't see things the same way that, like, me and Jalen were
that's
saying.
That's not the same thing.
Okay,
if you
so
said,
what
race is he? He's going to say he's black. If he says, what race is that girl?
Mike,
he's going to say she's white.
I think we're missing the point here. I think
y'all are just, like, taking shit way too seriously, way too literal.
No, what I'm saying is I'm not going to sit there and put some, like, put words into somebody else's mouth. If they say something, I'm going to take it as what you're, you know what I'm saying? Like,
No.
I'm not saying you're blind, bitch. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, what you want to say and what you're actually saying are two different things, and I'm going to acknowledge it as such.
And explain to them why you are perceiving it a certain way that they may not mean.
Okay, great. We can
is.
Do that.
I'm not.
But y'all are just
wait,
like,
wait,
well,
wait,
no,
you
want
to
I'm not talking
about
no,
friendship.
No,
you
no,
right.
Right.
Our friendship is over.
Check
well,
it
that's
out.
Because in general.
You canceled. Right.
Right. It's like,
that's
why?
Because in general, I'm an impatient person. So, like, for example, when it comes to, like, dating and stuff. Look. Shit. No, like, when it comes to dating and stuff, even when people randomly ask me, like, yeah, I feel like, you know, I can see you dating a white guy. And I'm like, that just sounds like a lot of work. Like, to me, it literally sounds like a lot of work. It just sounds like a lot of, like, oh, I have to educate you on this and, like, show you how to do this the right way. And, like, if you mess up, I got to teach you how to do it again. Like, I'm just not into that. Like, I just feel like.
But if this is your friend and she
friend
says.
Friend of a long time. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, if this is your friend that's white or a different race and they say something like that, I think there's more value in trying to explain to them what happened instead of like, nah, bitch, you canceled, I'm out.
No, for sure. I definitely feel like with relationships that are already established, there is more incentive for me to want to go ahead and be like, all right.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
This
I don't,
is why, whatever. But, like, for, like, a stranger or something like that, I'm going to just
yeah, I don't
be like,
care.
There's
okay.
more value for a stranger
but
if he's
never,
already
never,
your friend.
You're
he's
not really going to get across to a stranger
yeah,
like
how
that.
Do you know that if you don't even try?
No,
like, oh,
I've
that
done that
stupid,
before. I'm telling you,
like
when
what?
It comes to big button issues like that,
that's
rarely,
a big button issue, bro?
What, race?
No, color.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
a little
like,
bit, I think.
Color blindness is a big button issue.
What do you mean? Oh, like people saying, I don't see color? No, but when it comes to touchy subjects like race or gender or whatever, like religion and stuff like that, like I feel like unless it's your friend, like if a random nigga came up to me and was like, hey man, what you think is wrong, this is what I think, I'm like, nigga, get the fuck out of here. But if my friend says something that I disagree with, I'm gonna hear them out and I'm gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna try to see where you're coming from.
There's more incentive
you know
to want to explain to them.
We're talking specifically about color blindness, not racism in general.
Okay.
So if a stranger is talking to you,
and
you're like, yeah, this cop stopped me, and I think he did it because I'm black.
And he's like,
well,
no,
I just don't understand that because I don't see
there
color.
There are people that think that.
Oh, that's fine.
For real.
Fine, whatever.
Yeah.
So you're saying that there's no incentive for you to be like, I don't think that that's what you mean, but let me explain this to you.
There's an incentive, but like, man, if you go out here and you do that, because I've done that before, it's a lot of people that you're just going to end up butting heads back and forth, and they're not really going to feel where you're coming from. So for the vast majority, I'd be like, I disagree. And then if they start talking, I'm like, I don't feel like dealing
with
this.
I've met plenty of people that have said, I don't see color. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you factually, not a single one left the conversation being like, you're wrong, I don't see color. They've all been like, well, that's not what I meant.
Well, maybe you have a gift.
I don't think I have a gift. I think maybe I'm just more patient than y'all motherfuckers. I don't get mad
maybe,
so easily.
Yeah,
I don't
clear as well.
Like,
I don't,
like, that's really a dumb thing to get mad about.
I'm not getting mad.
No,
I'm
I know
just,
you're not. I'm saying in general. That's a dumb thing to get
mad
about.
He's going home.
Either way. I don't think you should leave the conversation over there.
Like, I'll say that on a bigger platform. Like, I'll say it on this podcast. I don't have time to be every individual person. Well, hey, man, this is what I think.
Let me just
like,
pull
that's
you
just not
going to
work.
Brother.
That's
this
not
is a
work.
Very easy thing to explain. I feel like this is not that difficult.
But you haven't met dumbass people that
I've
are like...
I've met plenty of... Bro!
So what?
One, I'm older than you. Two!
He's more patient.
Two, well, yeah, maybe I grew up in the smallest... country racist ass town.
Yeah.
Bro,
well, yeah,
I've
then you're just more patient
because
when I go back and forth, I'm just like, I don't care enough anymore. Like,
I just don't think this is a back and forth thing because I just don't see people being like, no, guy,
right?
Don't tell me I see black people. I don't see black people. It's not gonna happen.
Hey, well, if it does happen, that's how I'm gonna act.
Hey, bro,
that's how I'm gonna act.
Just, hey, bro. What's his name?
Hey, man.
We're
not talking like, but we're not talking super literally. We're talking about a mentality in which you act like race doesn't have consequences to things. And you're just like, well, the kid was blah, blah, blah.
That's what we're saying. Yeah. I don't think that they're inherently doing that. You're projecting that idea based on what they said. All they said is, I don't see color. In reality, I think what they mean is, I don't judge people based on their race. And I think it really is there. But people will get pissed off immediately and be like, well, if you don't see color, that means you can't understand the plight that the black man goes through. Therefore,
you
are inherently racist. That's not fair.
You should hear people out. I'm saying, like, if you come across a person with the perspective I was
talking
about.
You know who you're being right now?
Right.
Who?
Right. No, he's not.
Oh, I don't know.
He's being fucking Manic
Summer.
Do not
say that shit.
You're being Manic
Fuck
Summer.
No, I'm not
dead
being
ass.
Manic
because
Summer.
What
How?
You're doing is you're hearing something and you're projecting what you think onto that person. And you're not even giving them a chance to explain themselves.
And
just like Manic Summer, you're incorrect.
I'm saying that
I don't think
that's
so.
What it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, because you don't ever actually have that conversation with people. You just walk away because you're mad.
No, but I think that what he's saying is that he's had the conversation before and from his experience, like, the way that it's gone in terms of them just continually arguing or whatever, he's just going to take that and just go completely dead it, like not even enter the
now,
conversation.
He's saying that when they say it, he doesn't have time to even discuss it. That's what he said.
Because well, no, let me say what I said.
Can
what
we
I'm saying.
What,
am I crazy? Is that not what you said? That you're not gonna, you don't have time to talk to strangers about that? I thought that's what you said.
I said I don't care. Like, I'm not going to go out of my way to talk to a stranger about, like,
thank
completely
you.
Asking
now,
my point.
Now,
but,
was it based on your previous experiences? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, but I'm saying, so, but you're telling me that when you've had that discussion with people, this ain't got to be in the podcast. I don't even care.
I never said when I've had the specific discussion about colorism or whatever, like, I don't see color or whatever, that I'm just going to, like, walk away. I said, like, when there's big button sensitive issues like that, I feel like you're not really going to be able to change somebody's mind if you're just a stranger to them, and then I'll just dip. I don't feel like dealing with that all the time.
But have you had experiences where you've said to someone that says, I don't see color,
well,
have you?
Let's close it out. Asante, this is what you should do. Let me give you some advice. Put on some white face paint and then go around that guy that said that, and if he say, what's wrong with you, be like, I thought you don't see color.
Facts.
That's what you do.
Facts.
That's what you do. So that's going to do it for us this week, man. We out. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.